The locker room pep talks are over. The players and coaches are ready, and the fans are fired up. It's time for high school football on your local sports authority. Care Radio 93.7 FM, online at mscsports.net. Special thanks to our title sponsor, Peru State College. Stay tuned. Coverage of your high school football game of the week will begin right after these messages from our Care Radio sports boosters.
Taco John's has a new value menu. Their value-est menu brings in premium ingredients like bacon and guac without the premium price. With options starting at just $1, you won't find value like that anywhere else. Chicken Bacon Ranch Loaded Potato Olays, just $3. Chicken Bacon Guac Street Tacos, just $2. Chicken Snack Quesadillas, just $1. Find these deals and more and an open lobby at Taco John's in Atchison. Taco John's, bigger, bolder, better. Your only source for local daily news, along with weather, sports, and the best mix of hit country. This is KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison.
Once upon a time, in 1856, there was a small community bank that really valued their customers and worked very hard to serve them. This hometown bank continued this practice year after year. It grew and prospered, and more people became customers. After 165 years, it has remained a strong and secure financial organization. All this time, it never lost sight of what made it strong, their customers. Come and bank happily ever after with Exchange Bank and Trust. Member FDIC.
And welcome to Easton, Kansas, where high school football coming your way this evening here on Care Radio. Happy to be with you, and tonight it's homecoming at Pleasant Ridge High School as they are hosting Mar Hill Mount Academy. Hello again, everybody, with Joseph, our producer and engineer, back at the Care Radio Sports Studio. Gus Counts with me here in the booth, Tom Counts, and coming into the ball game today, you've got a couple of teams with a good start on the season. Mar Hill Mount Academy coming in at 2-0 tonight after a 35-8 win over Oskaloosa last week. And Pleasant Ridge last week dropped their first game of the year, game we were able to go see in Effingham, Kansas, as they fell to ACCHS 22-0. Raymond's 2-0, Gus. They're used to starting off fast. As a matter of fact, last time they didn't win their first two games of the year, 2017. The flip of the coin has been won by Pleasant Ridge. They have elected to defer to the second half, and the Ravens are going to have their kick return unit out of the field, and we're about ready to get underway with this one here this evening. It is NEKL High School Football, MHMA at Pleasant Ridge. Cooper Buying getting set to put a toe to the football for the Rams. And for the Ravens, get my...
What about Mason Ewart there to kick the ball for Pleasant Ridge?
Oh, okay.
You gotta understand, that jersey is difficult to read with those thin numbers.
Both teams have new jerseys, new uniforms going on, so. And we're set to go. The advance of the ball, the boot is away. It is end over end, and it's short. It'll be taken by an up man, and he's going to cover it up at the 38-yard line. It will be first and 10, Ravens. The short kick covered up for the Ravens by Carl Sargent, a sophomore on that special team. MHMA is going to be quarterbacked by 6-foot junior Mark Harris. And for the Ravens, they're going to have two receivers to the wide side, one to the short side, and now they'll go motion with Parrish Beagle to the right. Snap is back. Quick wraparound handoff, trying the right side, hit the line of scrimmage, and picking up very little, Thomas Shia, the 5'9", 180-pound junior running back. It'll be no gain on the play. Call this the second down 10. Just underway in the ball game. It is very pleasant. 75 degrees. Now, the humidity skyrocketed after that shower that came through, but it is long gone now. 77% humidity. Little northeast wind, 6 miles an hour, and the barometric pressure is high, 30.05. Here's a pass over to the left side, caught in the flat. Keeping his balance, getting up close to the first down. The marker is Drew Cottle. They're going to spot him about a half a yard short. It'll bring up a third down and short for the Ravens on their first touch of the football tonight. At their own 47-yard line, MHMA is going to send Bennett Wilkes wide to the right side. He is a freshman wide receiver, slot right. Two receivers also to the short side for Harris. Running back on his immediate right, little wraparound handoff, and picking up the first down, getting to the 50-yard line is Shia. First and 10 at midfield, Ravens moving the football.
For Pleasant Ridge, coming up to make the stop on the play, Anthony Lawson, a senior linebacker for the team. And for Pleasant Ridge, starting this game in a 43 defense.
Center Joe Bion leads the Ravens out of the huddle, and quickly, MHMA is up over the ball. Snap is back, three-step drop. Harris fires one right flat. It's going to be caught, and a quick five-yard gain for Langston Taylor. Justin Johnson over there for the stop of the play. Johnston makes the tackle from his cornerback spot, picking up five. Now they're at the Ram 45-yard line. And guys, that's a play. You complete it, but you hope you're able to elude that first defender, but Justin did a good job making the tackle.
Yeah, anytime you throw the ball out into the flat like that, you're looking to make that first man miss out in space and pick up big yardage, but five on first down, you're going to take that.
Defense jumps, and that's going to get it very close to the first down. They're going to be just short of the first down.
Yeah, you're right.
They got to get to the 40, and they're going to be a football length short, so it'll bring up a second down. MHMA. Ravens in their new traveling white uniforms, white jerseys, white pants, black helmets, black lettering and trim. For the Rams, it is a gold jersey with navy helmets and pants and navy and white lettering and trim. Almost typing thin letters and numbers on the Rams uniform. Here's a quick wraparound handoff, hit in the backfield, thrown for a loss, Parrish Beagle. He's going to be dropped back at the 43-yard line. A loss of a couple of 3 yards. Tucker Heim in there, big D end for Pleasant Ridge, and the Ravens now with their third down, and it's longer, much longer than it was last time.
Yeah, and great job by Tucker Heim right there. He did a great job of shooting the gap, getting into the backfield, and making a good sure-handed stop. Morehill Mount Academy packed up a little bit, but still third manageable at third and three.
You're looking at Drew Cottle as a receiver, defense playing off him. Quarterback's back. He's going to throw short. It's going to be batted away. That's a tremendous defensive play. Parrish Beagle, the intended receiver, slapped away by Walker Adams, a senior for Ridge. And the Ravens now going to have a decision on fourth down and three at the 43. Going to leave that offense out there?
Yeah, you can't go wrong here, right? If you punt it, you're going to probably push Ridge deep in their own territory, somewhere inside their own 10. But you've got a lot of faith in your offense early on. You're still at the 9:30 mark. Go ahead and go for it.
First possession of the game. Ravens will go for it on a fourth down three. Quarterback is back. Fires. Iso over the middle. It's incomplete. Broken up again. Looking for Parrish Beagle at the 35-yard line. Batted away. And again, Walker Adams with the coverage. Gus, the Ram defense holds. Their offense is going to come out with outstanding field position.
Yeah, Pleasant Ridge did a great job on that possession of understanding the route tree, and they were there to jump a lot of those pass routes and knock the ball away, and particularly Walker Adams, who had two pass defense on that drive.
So we will see the Pleasant Ridge offense for the first time this evening. They will assume control of the football, first and 10 to their own 43. Cooper Bain is your quarterback. Trips to the left side. It's a far cry from the old double wing, isn't it? QB back, throwing left, has a man, overshoots his intended receiver over there. It's going to go incomplete. It's going to bring up a second down. Evan Slapper, the intended receiver over there. Evan plays a tight end, but, man, I always love watching him play. We liked him last week. He's got that height, the long arms. I mean, he's a great target.
Yeah, especially you get him out in open space. He's a big guy. I don't know. What's he got to be? 6'2", 6'3"? Yeah, you know.
Second down, 10. Rams looking to move the football on their first possession. They'll go motion left. Collision in the backfield. The ball's on the ground and covered up quickly by Devin Stoots. He was alert as there was some miscommunication on the play. The motion man ran into a running back of the ball. It lay there at the 40 for a moment before Devin covered it up. There's going to be a loss of a yard or so on the play. It is third and long. A long look at Coach Fritz over here on the near sideline by his offense. They got to telegraph the play in. With a back on either side of Cooper, waits the snap. Third down call. He's back to throw. Pressure's on. Setting up the screen. Gets it away. Caught at the 40. 45. Picking up a first down. 50 down the right sideline. 45. A bump out of bounds into the Ridge sideline. All the way to the rim at 43-yard line. A gain of about 15 as Miller makes the stop. Manasseh Miller, a 6'1" senior cornerback
offense.
You kind of like that offensive play right there for Pleasant Ridge. Morehill Mount Academy was getting good push. They're getting into the backfield. Those linebackers are being a little aggressive right now. So what do you do against an aggressive defense? Screen them all day.
Took advantage of it. Well, 43 defense for the Ravens, and back to throw again is buying. Lots of time going deep. Down the right side, a lot of traffic, and it's going to be incomplete. The defender had slipped and fallen, and the intended receiver was Colton Potter, but it was just out of his reach. It'll bring up a second down. And Gus, I'm going to an early prediction in this game. Once again, we may be the final game in the MSC Sports family to conclude tonight. A lot of passing. We're going to see a lot of stoppage of time, 8:20 still to play in the opening quarter of this scoreless game early on.
Yeah, I don't think either team tonight is going to be too interested in running the ball about 50 times. So, yeah, we could be. Now the officials are going to stop play for just a moment at the 8:20 mark of the first half. And right now, Pleasant Ridge putting together a good drive. And for Morehill Mount Academy, this is a good time to kind of circle the wagons a little bit and just kind of adjust how you've approached Pleasant Ridge on this first drive of the ballgame.
Lots of games going on and around the conference. You've also got a 1-1 Jefferson County North team traveling to 0-2 Oskaloosa. JCN bounced back after a week one loss to this Pleasant Ridge team. Let's see how we keep this all intertwined, kind of working together. So JCN at Oskaloosa tonight, and we saw ACCHS last week. Well, it is homecoming for the Tigers as well tonight as they are hosting McLeod in the Bulldogs' first game of the year. After the timeout, it's going to bring up a second down 10 for Pleasant Ridge. You're at the Raven 43-yard line. Cooper buying the quarterback. One man to his right, Colton Potter. Quarterback will keep it himself, go straight ahead, and he'll maybe get back to the line of scrimmage. But I tell you what, Sam Joyce in there puts a bear hug on him. And Sam is the biggest guy on the field for either team.
Yeah, Sam Joyce, a big guy out there. 6'2", 270. Did a great job getting into the backfield right there and disrupting that play a little bit. And if you're Pleasant Ridge, honestly, run around, Sam, right? Get outside the tackle box. You don't really want to run into the middle. He's a pretty sure-handed tackler in there.
You're going to say a loss of a yard on third down 11. QDB is back to throw. Players went over into the right flat. It's going to be caught and bumped out of bounds near the 40-yard line. So they're going to pick up about 4 yards on the carry. It'll bring up a fourth down. Tom Shea over there again, this time at the linebacker spot. Did a good job of pushing it over to the near side. And we're going to see our second attempt by these teams tonight going for it on fourth down.
Yeah, this is going to be a long one. Fourth and 7 right here for the Pleasant Ridge offense. And again, if I'm Morehill Mount Academy, I'm probably looking for the screen on this play.
Johnston to the right side, trips to the far side on this fourth down 7. They're at the Raven 40. QB's back, setting up another screen, gets it away, caught at the 40, 35, picks up a first down and more, 30, 25, 23-yard line. Outstanding play. That thing was good for, what, 17 yards. There
right,
you go.
Right, like that was the answer. So prior to the play, Morehill Mount Academy had given away that they were going to blitz. They sugared up the linebackers, which meant they just walked them up to the line of scrimmage. And you could tell they just had too much pressure on their back foot that they were coming after the quarterback. Quarterback did a great job dropping back, waiting until the last moment, and firing one off into the flat. Big play right there for Pleasant Ridge.
From their own 24, quarterback's going to keep it and cut to the right side, take it out of about the 22. A couple of tough yards, but again, you're going to run some. You're going to try to keep it honest. And again, Thomas Shea, he is the leading tackler on this team right now. Might be by the time the evening is over because he is so active back there at that position. Second down, 8 call for Pleasant Ridge. Moving the football in their first possession of the ball game. We're midpoint of the opening quarter in a scoreless game. Cooper takes a snap, fakes the wrap around, runs it straight ahead again. And because you talk about it right there, Sam Joyce with a big bear hug, hand Christian Trevino, and running into the middle of the Raven offense is going to be a hard way to make a living.
Yeah, again, I like getting outside the tackle box right now if you're Pleasant Ridge. And we saw them against ACCHS last week. When they had success, they were getting outside the tackle box, and they do a nice job with it. And the screen game has been really tough right now for Morehill Mount Academy to match up with.
Where they made their yardages, those ends seal off the corners pretty nicely and got that guy out into a little bit of room. Here we go, third down. Third down and long 6. Quarterback, same play again. This time he'll cut right side to the 15-yard line. That time it worked better. And they gain 5. They're going to be inches short of the first down. Once more, Thomas Shea on the Raven tackle. It is a fourth down and one at the 15.
This is a little tougher play call right now if you're Pleasant Ridge, because you would think fourth and one, just sneak the ball forward, pick up the quick yard. But, again, running in the middle against Sam Joyce is going to be pretty tough.
The backs are going to switch sides. Now there's some confusion in the offensive backfield. Rich taking a timeout. Let's do it. It is our second timeout taken here in the opening quarter. Break in action. 5:06 to go in the first. We're scoreless.
Dr. Sean McCool and Dr. Christine McCool at Cedar Ridge Veterinary Clinic have over 20 years' experience handling both emergency and routine care for your animals, large and small. Specializing in small animal knee surgery, reproduction, and orthopedic and soft tissue surgery. For more information, visit their website at cedarridgeveterinaryclinic.com or call them at 913-367-3600. Cedar Ridge Vet, customizing care to meet the needs of you and your pet.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Acheson Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Locally owned and operated, you'll recognize the car guys behind the counter, and they'll get you the right part. They carry a line of diesel engine parts, including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax, Cummins, and Powerstroke engines. Acheson Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer at 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Acheson.
Be interested to see what the Rams have drawn up. It is fourth down and a yard. They're at the Moore Hill Academy 15-yard line. QB takes it. He's going to throw on fourth down. Back with time. Gets it away. It's going to be caught. First down inside the 15. Lunging to the 12. And, guys, you don't see a lot of teams with the courage to throw that little pass over the middle of that. It was kind of a slant, wasn't it?
Yeah, a little bit of a, almost a drag pattern across the formation. But I'll tell you what he had. If you run that play again and you run the drag motion going from left to right, you had the wide receiver or the running back just flooding out of the backfield and nobody on that half of the field.
The play went right and he was out there on the left.
Yeah, by himself.
It is first and 10 at the 11. Here's the pitch. They'll try the outside. No room. Cutting back into the middle is going to be Colton Potter. And he's going to pick up about three tough yards right in the middle of that Raven defense, tackled by Seth Hoffman.
Seth Hoffman over there, the big defensive end at 5'11", 200-pound sophomore, did a nice job of pinning that play in and playing contain, keeping it inside for a three-yard gain on first down.
Down now at the Raven 8-yard line. It is a second down 7 call. Pleasant Ridge has been very patient. They've taken their time, moving it downfield. Quarterback with a running back in Potter on his right hand. Motion right, ball goes to the ground. Quarterback picks it up, and he goes to the ground for a loss. Back to the original line of scrimmage, tackled by Shonkin Ngwaba.
Ngwaba, a big guy out there, 6'3", 185, junior defensive end, did a great job. Once the quarterback dropped the ball, he realized that he didn't have to play contain anymore, got into the backfield, and was able to knock Pleasant Ridge back to the original line of scrimmage. It will now be 3rd and 10. From the 11 with 3.5 left in this first half.
You pay better attention to these things than me. Is that the first time the Rams have run left? They've been going right, right, right pretty much all game, yeah?
Yep.
Here we go on a 3rd down 10. Snap back, quarterback drops it, picks it up. He's got to be buried. Sam Joyce has him. It's going to be the loss of another 4 or 5. Snap came back, and Cooper just lost the handle on it but had the presence of mind to recover, get the ball, contain it, and now for the Rams, if you got a field goal unit, you might think about this. It's 4th and 13 at the 14.
I would say what happened on that play was Fine just took his eye off of it, right? His head never moved. The ball kind of came a little low and to the left, and so now it would be a 4th down and long for Pleasant Ridge.
3 to the right and 1 to the left, the wide side of the field with a trio of receivers. 4th down and very long. The pass into the end zone is way too tall. It'll go incomplete, and the Raven defense bends, does not break. And at 2:35 to go in the opening quarter, each team has had a possession. Neither team has been able to score, and both teams have turned it over on a 4th down.
Yeah, and that time you had Devin Stutes running a slant pattern into the end zone, and he was open. Just the pass kind of sailed on the quarterback by him a little bit, incomplete in Moore Hill Mount Academy. Going to be out there for their second possession right here.
Again, the Ravens in those white uniforms. Here's wraparound handoff and straight ahead running to Thomas Shea. He gets hit hard after picking up a yard or two. Right now, because running into the middle of either of these defenses is tough, and for the Ravens that time, how about sophomore John McAvoy?
Yeah, McAvoy doing a great job coming up, making the stop on the play for Pleasant Ridge. But right now, the Rams are doing a great job of slowing down this Maury Hill Mount Academy game. And so instead of getting ahead of the sticks, they follow behind a little bit. It is now second and nine, 2:05 left here in the first half of play.
We're going to call it, second down nine. And it's going to be a long nine. He got just a bit. Motion will go right. Quarterback will roll right. Penalty markers all over the place, and they're going to stop the play as there was motion.
Yeah, and the problem is Maury Hill Mount Academy had a play drawn up on that one. So what they were going to do is run option to the right, and they had the backside wide receiver coming back across the formation, and they were basically going to run a little misdirection play right there to the backside wide receiver, and that was going to be Lansden Taylor.
Clock running along, and this corner is moving more briskly than I thought perhaps it might be going to. It's 1:40 to go in the first. It is scoreless here in Easton, Kansas. Motion out of the left, and they're going to go with a little jet sweep, trying the left side, looking for the edge, hit to the line of scrimmage, and buried by a trio of defenders on the near side.
The first guy over there, Anthony Lawson, making the stop on the play for Pleasant Ridge. You also had Walker Adams and Justin Johnston.
That was Lansden Taylor carrying the ball, and because he kept wanting to turn up, there was nowhere to go, gold everywhere.
So now he's going to bring up a third and 12. Right now for the Maury Hill Mount Academy offense. And the problem with this down is this probably that apparent passing down. This would be a great play to pull out a draw.
Inside a minute to play in the opening quarter, and the Ravens are going to take a timeout. We're going to take another break. 57 seconds to go in the opening quarter. Still scoreless at Easton.
Let your local Farmers Insurance agent, Sandra Trumpeter, put her experience to work for you. Sandra proudly serves Atchison County families and businesses and is ready to review your existing policies or provide a no-obligation quote today. Call Sandra Trumpeter Agency at 913-367-3232 to get smarter about your insurance. Again, that's Sandra Trumpeter Agency at 913-367-3232. We know a thing or two because we've seen a thing or two.
We are Farmers. Bum, ba, bum, 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 bum.
The Fall Blizzard menu is here at Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill. The fall menu includes sea salt toffee fudge, Reese's Pieces cookie dough, Oreo mocha fudge, Choco dipped brownie, and the Royal Ultimate Choco Brownie. And the featured September Blizzard of the Month is both the Pumpkin Pie Blizzard and the Pecan Pie Blizzard. It's all at Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill.
Utilizing a timeout. Let's see what they've come up with on a third down, 12 from their own 11-yard line. Quarterback Mark Harris straight back to throw. Chase hit as he releases the ball. It's in the air. It's caught. 45, 50, 40. Left side foot race, 30. Drop down from behind. The catch by Drew Cottle. Mark Harris never knew if that ball was going to be complete. He was on the ground in the grass with a defender. And the catch and carry to the 30-yard line, that is going to be a 49-yard pass play on a third down, 11, and the Ravens will move the sticks. Tremendous play down the left side, and Harris just did the best thing he could have done, lobbed the ball up, got some air underneath it, and at the great speed of Drew Cottle, and that tall 6'2" frame run underneath the football. First and 10, now at the Ram 30. Harris back to throw. Rolling, being chased, going for the end zone. He's got a defender, a receiver caught. Is he in the end zone? Touchdown, Ravens! A pass deep into the right corner, and Maury Hill Mount Academy has struck quickly, 89 yards in two plays, and it's 32 seconds to go in the opening quarter. The Ravens are on the board. Here comes the MHMAPAT, and into kick is Zach Sanford. Zach, a right foot soccer style kicker. Now the Rams are going to shift over a spot, taking a lot of time. The snap is not good, but it is placed nicely, and the kick is on its way, and it's in. and we have a timeout. We're taking a break as the Ravens have struck from long range. Just 32 seconds to go in the opening quarter. Morehead Mount Academy 7, Pleasant Ridge nothing.
At Union State Bank, we've never stopped learning. In over 120 years, we've never stopped expanding our technology. To keep Union State Bank of Atchison and your finances moving forward, we provide innovative banking services while protecting your information. From our Union State Bank app to mobile and online banking tools, we're always looking ahead to serve you better without losing that small-town banking feel you love. Learn more today at mybankusb.com.
Since 1972, Atchison Construction has been serving Northeast Kansas and Northwest Missouri with quality service, exceptional craftsmanship, and a passion for customer satisfaction. They offer a wide range of services, from the foundation to the roof of the structure. Contact Andrew to make a plan to get your project completed. Atchison Construction, a company you know and trust.
Welcome back to a game which saw the two teams battle back and forth for the first possessions, and then the Ravens looking at a third down and long at their own 11-yard line. A long pass downfield took it to the 30, and then the next play, they go in on a pass from Harris to Beagle. Zach Sanford set to kick off for the Ravens, and there's the boot, kind of sidewinding. It'll be taken just inside the 20-yard line, straight up the field. Now cutting across to the right side, hit and brought down at the 30. And that is where Pleasant Ridge will begin this possession. First and 10, Rams at their own 30-yard line, down to 26 seconds to play here in this first quarter. Still pretty daylight outside, still very warm, very, very humid after the late afternoon rains that we had move through the area, and the breeze is nice, but I think it has begun to diminish a little bit. So it's a bit muggy out there right now, even at 75 degrees. Pleasant Ridge back over the football. They'll go motion left. Quarterback will run right now with a pitch to the outside, cutting into the middle, breaking one tackle to the 35, up to the 37, maybe even 38-yard line for the ball carrier is going to be ushered out of bounds along the near side. Colton Potter picking up nice yardage. In fact, we're going to give him about 9, taking it up to the 39-yard line. We'll call it a second down, 1 Rams. And they will have one more play here in the opening quarter. Again, the team with a long hook over to the near sideline, and head coach Logan Fritz in that play telegraphed into the guys out of the field. Wide to the left side is going to be Johnston. Again, they'll go motion left, motion wide, QB straight back, looking, now rolls left, steps up, breaks the tackle, 45, 50, look at him go, 45, 40, look at him run, bang, 30, 20, bang, runs out of bounds on the near sideline, stopping the clock with 4 seconds to go in the opening quarter. What a run Cooper buying. That was a 49-yard run. Strikingly reminiscent the 49-yard play we saw on the other end of the field a short time ago by MHMA. Now a 49-yard play by Pleasant Ridge. They're set up at the Raven 20. It is first and 10. 4 seconds left, opening quarter. Now trips left. Rams with the football with momentum. Quarterback will make the late pitch. Take it down the right side. 15 down to the near the 10-yard line. Bumped out of bounds as the opening quarter comes to an end. They'll be at the 11. We'll be back. Second quarter coming up from Eastern Kansas. Markham Academy 7, Pleasant Ridge nothing.
Benjamin Franklin once wrote about investing. An investment in knowledge pays the best interest. At Cottle Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to navigate the world of investments. Let us answer your most pressing questions about the markets. Whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with, give us a call to learn more at 367-2700, 367-2700. registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC.
Atchison Animal Clinic knows the importance of reliable access to quality veterinary health care. For that reason, we are proud to offer same-day appointments and 24-hour, 7-day-a-week emergency services. Our entire staff is dedicated to being ready and available when you need us. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
Well, the first couple of possessions by these two teams where they apparently were getting their game legs beneath them, the offenses have opened up. They have come up with some big plays on both sides. And now Pleasant Ridge, as we get set to go to the second quarter, has the football deep in Raven territory. It is first and 10 at the 11-yard line. Wait a minute. They've already been first and 10 at the 11 a moment ago on the other end of the field. See how this possession goes for them. They are moving the ball well right now, though. Here's Cooper Bying. Running back, goes in motion, drops back, setting up another screen. It's caught at the 10, at the 5, and near the goal line. He's pushing and twisting. Is he in? The official is stepping up and marking him down. The other official says touchdown. A second official came in, eyed it up. It is touchdown, Pleasant Ridge, on the first play of the second quarter. An 11-yard TD pass, and we'll get the PAT. You don't know what you're going to win. 93-7.
All right, here we go.
Wait for the PAT coming up here. Oh, here, I was just starting to scratch this down. I'll get you the principles in that touchdown pass. They're going to go for two. Quarterback will keep it up the middle, and he's in. Two-point conversion successful. And Pleasant Ridge has taken its first lead in the ballgame. Timeout 11:54 to go in the half. Ridge 8, Ravens 7.
Dealing with electrical problems can be dangerous and expensive if you're not sure of what you're doing. Call the electrical professionals at Gerber Electric at 913-367-2731 and let them handle it. They provide commercial, residential, and industrial service and can be reached 24 hours a day in case of an emergency. Gerber Electric is licensed, bonded, and insured, so you'll feel comfortable trusting your electrical issue to them. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
KAIR is your local sports authority. On the air at 93.7 FM, online at mscsports.net. Bringing you play-by-play coverage of your favorite high school teams. And still your voice for the Benedictine Ravens. For local sports, it's always KAIR.
Well, Pleasant Ridge has come from behind to take a lead in this game in the opening play of the second quarter, 8-7. And now they're set to kick the football away. The Ravens do not expect a deep kick, as their two return men are settling into their own 25-yard line. Here's the advance of the ball, and the boot is away. And it is going to be taken on the ground. Did he have a knee down?
Sure did.
Going to run up. Yeah, I thought so. They're going to have him down at the 26-yard line. It'll be first and 10 Ravens at their own 26.
More room to work with if you're the Morehead Academy offense. Probably the way to look at it, right? Like, every coach is looking for that silver lining. But for MHMA, their last possession, it's a nice one, right? Like, you were able to put together a good possession on a third and long. You were able to pick up big yardage and cap it all off with that Harris to Beagle 30-yard touchdown pass.
Wait, Harris's pass downfield to Cottle was beautiful, but like I say, he never saw that thing get caught because he had defenders all over him as he launched that ball. Here comes the Raven offense. Back to throw, going left, has a man downfield, and it's going to be over the outside shoulder Drew Collins hit the receiver because Drew was looking inside, but the ball then went over the outside shoulder. By the time he was able to reorient himself, it goes incomplete, covered by Justin Johnston. Justin Johnston, a lot of times you're going to see this in high school football, a cornerback that also plays wide receiver. So you got to think, there's another guy out there with good hands, and he's going to attack the football as well.
Incomplete pass. 11:47 to go in the half. Ravens looking to get it a second and 10. QB's back. Players a pass over into the left side, and it is going to be caught. Pick up about a half a dozen yards and pushed out of bounds into the Ravens sideline. It'll be a short gain. Stutes and Johnston over there again, and Ravens now looking at a third and 6.
Orhill Mount Academy could miss a golden opportunity right there. And Mark Harris is a big arm quarterback, right? He's a kid that can throw the ball a mile. But on that last play, wasn't Ridge had press man on the outside, and they had one safety walked up. They had no over-the-top help.
The receivers to the near side are Wilkes and Taylor. Quarterback is going to, they'll sweep around to the right side, hit behind the line of scrimmage, and thrown for a loss. And again, because the Ravens have tried that sweep, it has not worked. The contain is great, and Tucker Heim is the lead man there for Pleasant Ridge.
Yeah, Tucker Heim doing a great job from that defensive end position and really just capsizing that play, pushing it back inside, nowhere to go. And now, Morehill Mount Academy finds themselves with a fourth down, and you got to think you go ahead and pump this thing away.
They're looking like they're going to do that, although remember, Drew Collins, a three-year quarterback, and he's back there to punt the ball, standing it at his own 18-yard line. Single man is back for the return. That's Devin Stutes back there. Snap back of the waist. It's a good one. The kick of the way. High, just kind of hanging. Bounces to the 40. Big Raven bounce to the 30 and rolling all the way down to the 26-yard line. The grass is tall. It is thick. It is lush. The field is absolutely beautiful out there. And it did not, though, allow for a very long hop on that football. It caught it up and first and 10, Pleasant Ridge at their own 26-yard line. 10 minutes and 20 seconds to go in the opening half here in Easton, Kansas. Actually, the eastern outskirts of Eastern Kansas. It's like Eastboro of Easton. You ever been to Eastboro? No. That's where Zillow Drop lives.
In the burbs.
Yeah. 8-7. Pleasant Ridge in front. And they've got the football. Scoring on the last possession. Quarterback, a late pitch. Now it's on the ground and covered up very wisely back there.
That was a great play right there by Morehill Mount Academy's defensive end. But Jonathan. Jonathan did a great job of stretching that play out. The quarterback was really trying to get him to commit to the quarterback, and he was going to make that late pitch. Well, on making that late pitch, there was just no room for the running back to get anything, and a loss of 2 brings up a second and 12 now for the Rams.
Pleasant Ridge inside their own 25-yard line. Quarterback rolls right, boots right, now being chased by the DN. He throws downfield. He's got a receiver caught at the 50. Gets a block, 45. Foot race, 40. He's at the 30. Puts the shoulder to the 25-yard line. What a play. 25, 35, 45, 50 yards. Parrish Beagle made a touchdown saving tackle right there.
Yeah, Parrish Beagle doing a great job of saving 6 on the board. But another big play for Pleasant Ridge. And Devin Stutes walks over the sideline. He said, Coach, give me just a little bit of a moment to catch my breath. Another big play for the Ram offense.
Tell you who would be proud of that play would be Dennis Murphy. Did you see the great wide receiver blocking downfield? They really made that play.
Wide receivers can block. Don't let anybody tell you any different.
They can. They don't always, but they can. First and 10. Rams at the Raven 25. Wrap around handoff. No, QB keeps it. Goes straight ahead to the 22. It'll bring up a second down call.
Little read option right there. Seth Hoffman, the defensive end, able to make the play. But right there, Pleasant Ridge, again, you run that read option and just kind of see what the defensive ends are going to do. It gives you a chance to maybe pause that defensive front with Sam Joyce up there and maybe gives you a shot to get around him. 3-yard gain on the play. Let's call it second and 7 now for the Ram offense.
Pleasant Ridge is going to send number 1, Walker Adams. He's wide, wide over there to the right side. Again, 3 to the right, running back to the right, quarterback is back. Now he's being chased, setting up the screen again, a one-handed catch, 20, 15, slipping as he tried to cut into the middle of the field, but close to the first down.
The screen pass has been wonders right now for
Pleasant Ridge and really just taking advantage of this aggressive defense right now for Morehill Mount Academy, and just great play calling right now by head coach Logan Fritz.
He has found something that is working, and he is exploiting the aggressive defense. Third down and a couple of yards inside the Raven 20. Time the running back is on the left side. Quarterback will make that read. The pitch, 20, 15, first down, 10-yard line. Is it inside the 10? It's right at the 10. That's going to be first and goal. Thomas Shia bumped him out of bounds, but because Pleasant Ridge is running two plays just to perfection. You were talking about it. They're running that read right there that they ran, and then the other play up the middle.
Yeah, I mean, they're running a lot right off that read option and a whole lot off this package right now. Really freezing that defense for Morehill Mount Academy.
Quarterback keeper, he'll pull it back out of the receiver, or out of the running back midsection, runs it to the right side, down to the 5-yard line, and we have something rare tonight, a penalty marker on the field. I believe it's only our second of the evening.
Yeah, and this one's going to be a tough one for Pleasant Ridge because we're going to get a holding. Really didn't affect the play, but it's going to cost some yardage right here.
And they will assess that. Yeah, that could be a real drive killer when you're down there, you're in an and goal kind of a situation, and suddenly you find that ball moved all the way back out to the 17-yard line. You know, hey, first and goal at the 17. I'm going to teach you something about football. First and goal at the 17, not as good as first and goal inside the 10. Just write that down somewhere. Those are pearls of wisdom.
Add that to the book, right?
First down and goal. Quarterback rolls left, steps up, lofts one. He's got his man in the end zone. Touchdown, Rams! Pleasant Ridge, Devin Stoops from Cooper Buying at 17 yards. No big deal as Stoops had just a half a step as he makes his second TD catch of the night.
That's two big plays right there by Stoops on that drive, right? He had the catch where they went 50 yards and then did a great job on a double move. He broke in for the post and then broke out on the flag route and did a nice job of hauling that ball in. And Morehill Mount Academy had it played really well.
Pleasant Ridge going for two again. They were successful in their first attempt. Quarterback will keep it, go into the end zone. Two-point conversion is good, and we have a timeout. We're at 7:41 to go in the opening half. It is now Pleasant Ridge 16, MHMA 7.
Amberwell Health grew right here in Northeast Kansas when Atchison Hospital rebranded with a vision to connect their communities and their care. That vision continues with Hiawatha Community Hospital joining the Amberwell family as Amberwell Hiawatha. Amberwell Health now includes two complete care locations, Amberwell Atchison and Amberwell Hiawatha, and five clinic locations in Atchison, Horton, Highland, Leavenworth, and Troy. Together, Amberwell continues to serve their communities and their patients, combining knowledge, resources, and a dedication to provide clinical excellence and compassionate care.
Whether it's a breakfast sandwich to start your morning off right, a sub with chips, drink, and a cookie to help you power through the afternoon, or footlongs for family dinner, Subway has it all. Check out their Fresh Fit menu, which includes 8 delicious 6-inch subs to keep you on track. With fresh veggies, quality food, and smarter nutrition, Subway makes eating better easier. Eat fresh at Subway under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Well, for Morehill Mount Academy, Gus, it becomes a bit of an uphill run as they send Lance Taylor and Parrish Beagle back for the kickoff as it is a two-possession lead right now for Pleasant Ridge. Yeah?
Wow.
Very good.
Be our strongest entrant of the season.
Here's the kick away, and it is over the head of their German. One-handed catch. He's retreating back to the 22. All the way across the field, he'll get to the 25, but he won't make the 30.
You'd like to maybe see Parrish lock that thing away a little better, but Parrish Beagle did a great job going back, making the over-the-head catch, picking up some yardage back to the 30-yard line, and that's where Morehill Mount Academy will start their fourth possession of the ball game. They turn the ball over on downs. They've got a touchdown, a punt, and now for possession number 4.
I thought that thing was going to get beyond him and over his head and bounce down to the 5-yard line or something, but he reached up with one hand and made a splendid Odell Beckham-ish kind of a catch. Here comes the Raven offense, MHMA. They'll call it at the 30-yard line. Quarterback looks right, stops. The play is stopped. Illegal procedure. So Morehead Academy will cost themselves 5, and it is now 1st and 15.
Okay. If you're Pleasant Ridge, you learned a lot from that play right there.
Okay.
That even though it was called dead, Warhill Mount Academy was looking to the right to Drew Cottle. It was going to be a double move. They were going to try to pump on the short route, let him release on the long route,
we've
and score
that
the deep play.
The
yeah.
So would you say they,
I wouldn't be shocked if we didn't even.
Hand a little
I
bit.
Wouldn't even be shocked if we didn't change the play at all.
Show the cards. Quarterback's back. Nope. He's looking left. Hits this man out of the backfield who is dropped. Parrish Beagle, he got little, if anything, and that tackle was immediate. What a job by Walker Adams. This young guy, we didn't even have him last week.
I was going to say, Walker Adams is a guy who didn't play last week against ACCHS, and he has been all over the field so far in the first half of this game.
Now,
he's going to check out for just a play, and they're going to bring in a new safety right here.
It is a second down, maybe 14 for the Ravens. Quarterback back to throw again, going deep. He's got his banner. The bat on the way! Slapped out of the sky. What a great job down there by Colton Potter.
Yeah, Colton Potter doing a great job getting a hand up just right at the perfect moment. Able to knock that football away. And for Morehill Mount Academy, two incomplete passes and the penalty. You're looking at 3rd and 15. This is a tall task.
Now, Pleasant Ridge is making a little defensive change because they're taking out one of the big linemen. They expect the Ravens to throw the football. They added an extra D-back. Quarterback is back to throw 3rd down 14. He wants the home run. He's got his man downfield and overshoots, lands the table. But we've got a penalty marker down. Pass interference.
And they're going to call pass interference or holding against the defense right there. And it's not a bad play for Pleasant Ridge. This is what happened was the defender kind of got turned around a little bit, so he hit pockets the wide receiver. And, hey. It's better to give up the penalty than give up the long touchdown right there.
And a benefit for Pleasant Ridge, they are calling a holding call. So the officials will talk it over with the Raven offensive captains. And they'll march it off. 6:48 to go in the opening half here at Pleasant Ridge High School, right on the campus. 16-7. The Rams in front on homecoming, by the way, here for Pleasant Ridge. The assessment of the penalty is going to bring the football beyond the 35-yard line. They'll mark him down around the 37. And now, Fisher coming in from the far sideline. I'm wondering if maybe Ravens coach Wilkes, maybe he's going to rethink, you know, what they're going to do here because he was talking to that official who then comes in, and now they're going to go back.
Couldn't it be just 5 yards?
Yeah. That was the deal. They marked off a little 4 yardage than that. So the 5-yard penalty is going to go
holding on the defense.
Defense holding, yes, in the secondary. So it's at the 31-yard line. 3rd down and 9. You're right, guys. That was a smart play. Brilliant play by the defender.
It's wonderful. Especially in high school football, it's not an automatic first down like in college.
Yep. 3rd down 9 for the Ravens at their own 31. QB's back, goes left, has a man, is going to be caught, and stretching out an outstanding second effort by Drew Cottle. He knew where he was on the field, because you got to love that situational awareness.
Yeah, you've got to be, you know, aware of the down and distance every time, and you've got to know where the sticks are, and great job by Cottle. After he caught it, he turned to the sideline, reaches the football, picks up the first down, 1st and 10 for MHMA, just across the 40-yard line, with 6:35 left here in the first half.
Back to throw, lobbing deep over to the right side. It is through the hands of the intended receiver. And incomplete right over here in front of the Rams sideline.
And that time, Justin Johnston over here for the Rams head coverage. And now, Pleasant Ridge is switching those defensive ends and defensive linemen out almost every play right now.
Ravens.
And the overall idea right now for Pleasant Ridge is try to keep those front guys fresh and try to get a little pressure on Mark Harris because, again, he's a great arm quarterback, so you got to get a little pressure on him and try to make him uncomfortable.
Back to throw, second down, short pass this time, over into the left flat. It is caught, and 3 finally defenders bring Parrish Beagle down, but he gets about a 4-yard gain up to the 45-yard line. Ravens with a 3rd down, half a dozen.
Devin Stutes, one of the first guys over there for Pleasant Ridge on the play, but for Morehead Mount Academy, all night they've been playing, as Coach Osborne would call it,
playing behind the sticks, right? They have been looking at third and long all night, and right now a third and six play right here.
Inside 6 minutes to go. We're over halfway through the second quarter. 16-7. Pleasant Ridge in front. Ravens looking to battle from behind here on a third down call. From their own 45, back to throw again. Ravens are throwing exclusively. This pass is way too tall. The only guy with a shot at it was a defender, and it is incomplete along the near side. Justin Johnston went way up. They were looking for Parrish Beagle, but that pass was just too high.
So what Pleasant Ridge is doing right now, they're being very aggressive at the line of scrimmage. So the cornerbacks are playing up on the line. As soon as the ball snaps, they're chucking those wide receivers, not allowing a good, clean release. And it's really throwing off the timing of this MHMA offense. Fourth and six, they're going to look to punt with Drew Cottle.
Stoots is back at his own 25-yard line to field the punt. It's a fake. It's a short. Up to the near side. Looking for the edge. Push to the near side and hit and spinning. And he may have gotten it. It is really close.
Not
are they
going to
say step that back here?
He's out at the 50.
He's out at the 50. It is short of the first down. So the Raven fake punt comes up about 20 inches short. It is at the 50-yard line, first and 10 Pleasant Ridge.
You know, but I don't mind them playing for Moorhill Mount Academy, right? You're struggling to kind of get some things going on offense. You're out near midfield. You're just looking to make something happen. I don't mind that play right there for Coach Wilson's team.
Do the Ravens feel like they cannot run the ball?
They have not. They just haven't to this point and have kind of abandoned it a little bit in the first half. So it'll be interesting to see at halftime if Coach goes out there and maybe switches some things up.
5:38 to go here in this first half, 16-7. Pleasant Ridge leading here at home on homecoming 2021. Now we've got a little hold up of play out on the field. I don't know really what they're working on, taking care of.
They're getting the play clock all right because the coaches are looking over here. For some reason, they're waiting for him to count it down and then use the timeout. The clock isn't running, so it just didn't make sense.
We're going to take a timeout. 5.5 to go. We're in the opening half. Rams 16, Ravens 7.
For all the 4-H participants, Blair Feeds wants you to win that blue ribbon with our Show Pig products. Start with our Show Pig grower. Its high energy level combined with the balanced amino acid level will maximize lean muscle growth. Then at 125 pounds, switch to Show Pig finisher to further achieve genetic potential in your Show Pigs. Call us at 367-2310 for more information or stop by 1000 Main Street. Pick up all your Show Pig needs.
Snap Fitness, your affordable neighborhood club, is open. And now is the time to schedule your tan. With 3 tanning beds and packages to fit your budget, it's the place to go. And new at Snap Fitness, Good Sense Meals. Need something fast and delicious for lunch or dinner? Stop in and check out all the options. No membership required to take advantage of tanning and meals. Call Snap Fitness at 913-367-1511 for more information on tanning, 24-hour gym memberships, or their new Good Sense Meals.
Welcome back. Coming out of the timeout, Ridge with the football. Quarterback will make that read. Give it off to the running back. 50-45, 40, first down, 11-yard carry to the right side. First and 10, Pleasant Ridge. Because that was one of the few times that Cooper Vine did not keep the ball, but in fact gave it to the running back.
You know what Cooper Vine's doing? So many times at this level when you see this read option, quarterbacks have that play already made up in their head. They know what their decision is going to be. Either I am going to run it or I'm going to hand it. It is just like preconceived.
So this is like you batting?
Close my eyes and swing at the pitch. But what Cooper's doing is he's actually reading the defensive end, and he's reading them really well right now.
First and 10 Rams at the Ravens 39. And the same play. This time the quarterback will keep it, and he rides the wave inside the 35, giving 5 yards on that first down carry. We go inside, 5 minutes of play in the opening half. Pleasant Ridge leading 16-7. And again, guys, they're moving the football. At the MHMA 35-yard line, they began this drive at the 50 after a failed fake punt. Pleasant Ridge taking a lot of time as they look over to the near side, get the play, now bring it out. Cooper the quarterback. Well, handoff, running back, sweeps left, tripped up in the backfield, keeps his balance, hit again, keeps his balance, goes to the 25, 20, gets a block, now picks up a first down at the 27-yard line. That was ballerina quality balance down there. My goodness, great job.
Coach Bob's always told us, make the first man miss. You don't have to worry about the second, but that was a great job by the running back right there to not just make that first man miss. He made the second man miss, and then when he got into a little open space, he slow played it, allowed that block to develop in front of him, and Pleasant Ridge with another first down. And look to the sideline. They're being very patient about bringing this play in under 4 minutes now.
Rams go trip wide.
They won the toss, remember, and deferred to the second half.
First and 10 at the Raven, 28. Quarterback will keep it again. Go straight ahead, and Sam was there this time.
Yeah, Sam Joy's doing a great job. Also, Johnkin, the defensive end, had crashed down. No gain on the play. It's going to bring up second and 10 now for the Pleasant Ridge offense. They're going to go to the bench now and bring Lucas buying in.
Lucas had a great game in Effingham last Friday night. Yeah, he penciled in because he was out there getting some good PT. Clock is really moving fast now with 3:20 to go in the half. Two to the right, two to the left. Quarterback is rolling right to throw.
Double
long
move.
Pass. Fans open downfield, and I don't think he could find the ball.
Yeah, I think the problem was he turned to the outside, the ball came to the inside, but a nice double move. It was almost like a wheel route, but he kind of tossed the shoulders to the inside as he got back outside. But a great job right there by Pleasant Ridge, and just a miscommunication on the play, or else they would have had another six.
Raven's only pressure on Cooper buying that time, Gus, was from Johnkin and Guaba as he was running, chasing him. I like him at D-end. It is a third down and long call for Pleasant Ridge. Quarterback will keep it. Cut right. Oh, what a great block on the outside. QB cuts back in the middle inside the 20-yard line. He is going to be close to a first down. You think he's gotten it. Garrett Hathaway, did you see that Seelah block? That was a highlight reel offensive line block.
I'm telling you, when you go back and look at film, you're going to be thrilled about that block by Garrett Hathaway. He did a great job of just cracking down on the defensive lineman, opening that gap up, and the quarterback did a great job of slowing up, let the block develop, explode through the hole, first and 10, P. Ridge.
Okay, what I love, he didn't hit him in the back. He waited for that defensive player to face him and then blew him up. First and 10 inside the 20. Quarterback is back to throw. Pumps once, pulls it back, pumps again. Now throwing into the end zone, and it is a touchdown. No, they're going to say he did not have control. That was down in the middle of the end zone, but wait a minute. We've got a holding call out here.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm glad he didn't catch it because it was going to come back on a holding play, but that was an impressive job by Devin Stoops to go up between two defenders and try to make that catch.
That was a bit of a high-risk pass. Defender right in front, and we'll let Rich come over and tell us what's going on.
Patrick's one of those quarterbacks that can get away with that pass. Most guys shouldn't probably try that one.
The yardage assessed is going to take this ball back. Gosh, outside the 25, near the 30-yard line, we'll call it the 29. It is first and 20 for Pleasant Ridge, now at the Raven 29-yard line. Pleasant Ridge, clock running along here, 2:22, deuces on the scoreboard. Motion left, QB back to throw. Setting up that screen again, and it's caught. Over to the right side, to the 25-20. Down the right side to the 15-yard line. How about Evan Flapper? He got a TD on the first score of the night. And again, Pleasant Ridge keeping that draw or that little screen in the back of their mind. Pulls it out there and picked up 11.
I had an eighth-grade football coach, right, that once told me, if you're a defensive lineman and they don't block you, it's for a reason, right? Turn around and find out what's happening, because that's what happened right there. They're not blocking. The defense flies through and then realizes there's a screen happening behind me.
Here's a pitch to the right side and driving down to the edge, close to the first down, and I think he's got it. They'll stop playing. It's another first and 10. They'll stop the clock as the ball goes out of bounds on the far side, and Because Pleasant Ridge is not picking up 2 and 3 yards. They're picking up 9 and 10 and 11 and 12 yards of play right now. Minute and a half to go in the half. Pleasant Ridge threatening, and we're going to get another timeout. We're going to hang on to it right here because, think about it, they're probably not going to be all that long out there. There's a guy who knew some football.
Knew a lot about football. Also told you don't read your press clippings. They don't do anything in the trenches.
They don't help anything. But right now, you've got to be impressed with the way Pleasant Ridge has come out and played this first half.
Yeah, I mean, for Pleasant Ridge, on their very first drive, they turned it over on down. But since then, have scored 2 touchdowns. Now they're on their 4th possession, 97 seconds left here in the first half, and they have the ball 1st and goal at the 7. So right now, Pleasant Ridge just hitting all the right buttons.
Now you got to do a little math with me. I had to take a shoe off to get this number, but let's think about this. Ravens are now trailing by 2 scores. They've had 4 possessions in the first half. If the second half holds true, they're going to have to score on half of their second half possessions to come from behind.
Exactly.
And if Ridge scores it before halftime, Ravens are going to have to score with every time they touch the ball next second half.
Exactly, because if you remember, we talked about it a moment ago. They won the toss. They deferred to the second half. I mean, Pleasant Ridge is going for that, what I call the unicorn. They're trying to do that twofer. They're trying to score here, get the ball back to start the second half, and score.
Score twice before your opponent touches the football. But here's where they're at. It is 1st and goal, Pleasant Ridge at the 7. Quarterback Cooper Bang takes the snap, scans the defense, throws over the middle. It's going to be short at the goal line and incomplete. A diving attempt for the official up there saying Devin Stoots did not come up with it cleanly. Stops the clock, minute 31.
Yeah, but I don't mind that pass right there by Cooper Bang. He threw the ball low to where only his receiver was going to come up with the ball. It wasn't going to be tipped into the air and intercepted. He did a great job, and Stoots tried to go down and scoop that thing up. But, again, I'm thinking you got to be looking for your tight end right here, Evan Flapper.
He has been a difference maker. He was great last week, as we talked about. He's been great tonight. It is 2nd and goal, Pleasant Ridge at the Ravens' 7-yard line. Running back in motion. Quarterback is setting up the screen, and this time he's not able to complete it. It is incomplete. Flapper, the intended receiver. Something that Pleasant Ridge does, a distraction move. It distracts me every time. The running back flares out, then stops and starts waving his arms and making a big ruckus.
Yeah. Can I tell you what's going to happen at some point? They're going to flare that ball out there into the flat to that running back flaring out of the backfield.
And by the way, I don't believe the word ruckus is used nearly enough in the current dialogue, you know. It is 4-down territory. Back to throw again on a 3rd and goal at the 7. Again, they'll set up a screen. It's going to be caught at the 5 and out of bounds at the 1 by Devin Stoots.
They're
at the 1-yard line.
No, they're going to back him way up, aren't they?
Yep, the official on the near side. He's got him.
They're
going to
say he stepped out at the 3.
Maybe 4. Yeah.
Oh. So, for Pleasant Ridge, and the problem was he stepped out, right? You would have rather just run a little more clock out before you run this 4th down play.
Okay. It is the read option here by a quarterback.
Yeah, definitely.
To the wide side. There you go, short.
It's been your best play right now.
4th and goal at the 4. Here's the quarterback, makes the pitch, driving to the end zone. Touchdown, Pleasant Ridge. The pitch to the running back, and Colton Potter carries the mail. Ridge moves the head down 22-7 with a BAT to follow.
It's like Oklahoma and Nebraska play tomorrow, right? Is that why we're seeing so much option tonight? That time it was a great job by the quarterback, Cooper Bynum. Waited till the defensive end committed a late pitch, and that time Colton Potter walks into the end zone. And with that, Pleasant Ridge now leads 22-7, but Morehill Mount Academy will get their hands on the ball before half.
2-point conversion. Quarterback is back, sets up the pass, and it is going to be too high, too long, goes incomplete. We've got a timeout. 1:19 to go, opening half. Pleasant Ridge 22, Morehill Mount Academy 7.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Westside Veterinary Clinic has been caring for animals in and around the Atchison area for over 30 years. Their commitment to excellence in veterinary medicine and compassionate care for pets has never changed. Whether you have larger farm animals or a small animal friend, they offer a full range of veterinary services including wellness care, senior pet care, grooming, pet boarding, and much more. Westside Veterinary Clinic, 17014 286th Road, Atchison, or check them out at westsidevetatchison.com.
Pleasant Ridge advances, the kick away, it'll bounce at the 25, get away, down to the 20, picks up at the 17-yard line, up the right side, and there is room. He may go, kicker's got to catch him, 50, 45, great Raven return, all the way down to the 35-yard line, and just mishandling the ball, allowed a seam to develop in front of the far sideline.
You know what happened was, when the ball got misplayed, everybody stopped, or they exited their lanes, right, on kickoff. Kick coverage, you want to get down, stay in your lane. Don't matter where the ball is, stay in your lane. All of a sudden, the ball was loose, and guys started going to the football. So the problem was, he left a nice little avenue for the kick return right there.
So for the Ravens, 34 yards away, 1:08 to go, and 1 timeout left. The Rams have none, but they don't care. Here comes the Mar Helmet Academy offense. They'd really like to get something on the board before halftime. They're going to run a reverse. Here's a pitch. Sweeping left is going to be Carlin. He's back to throw. He's got a man. Undefended. Touchdown, Ravens.
Dropped it. He dropped it.
They say he had it. The official makes the touchdown call in the end zone, and the Ravens did not take long to score. That was a little reverse, and then Carlin pulled up and threw the deep pass, and again, a guy who started for as many games at quarterback as Drew Carlin with the athleticism he brings, able to throw that ball to a completely undefended receiver. Ravens looking for a PAT here. It will be Drew Carlin to hold. Exciting game here tonight on KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison. Stanford, the kicker, it is up, and it is, they're not sure. They're looking at each other. It's good. So here we go. We had only one official, but he's the uprights. They have made an error. We got a timeout. 59 seconds ago. We're still in the first half. It's now Pleasant Ridge 22, MHMA 14.
Lewis Chevrolet Buick is your trusted Buick Chevrolet dealership in Atchison and the reason why their loyal customers keep coming back. From the time you enter the showroom or the service center, you can expect to be treated like family each and every visit. We offer an extensive inventory, as well as our competitive lease specials, finance options, and expert auto service. Lewis Chevrolet Buick, dedicated to providing exceptional customer service and being an integral part of the Atchison community. See them at 314 Woodlawn. It's Lewis Chevrolet Buick in Atchison.
Peru State College makes it easy to go back to school and get your degree online. Peru State, they bring you the classroom. Fully accredited, affordable, accessible. Peru State Online Program. Flexibility delivered. Peru Online Program gives you the freedom to work anywhere with a connection. Go online to take a test drive. Peru State College. Check out the possibilities. Peru has 150 years of academic excellence. Visit peru.edu.
Seconds ago in the opening half, and because these two teams, I tell you what, they know how to make big-time plays, long yardage plays. We've seen it happen on both sides of the football in this first half. The advance and the kick angles to the near side, caught on the run at the 25, 30, bouncing outside, looks for a block, gets to the 40, and dragging defenders, 42, 3, 4, 5-yard line. That was a heck of a run, but it took a lot of time.
Took a lot of time right there, but a nice return right there for Pleasant Ridge. And Colton Potter, you can tell, is a guy who spent a lot of the summer in the weight room doing a great job right there on that kick return for Pleasant Ridge. Not exactly a quick strike offense, but they've got the pieces to score quickly. 50 seconds left here in the first half and still have one timeout.
22-14, Pleasant Ridge in front. And again, Pleasant Ridge, no timeouts remaining. Braves are going to switch defensive ends from one side to another. Walker Adams is wide out. They'll sweep to the left side, 45, 50, driving, 45, carrying tacklers, 12-yard gain down to the 43. They'll stop the clock to move the sticks.
That time, Lucas Vine on the run for Pleasant Ridge, and he just ran over a couple more Hillmount Academy defenders, and finally getting in there to make the stop, Sam Joyce.
They move the sticks down to the 44-yard line, Raymond territory. Quarterback is rolling right, Pleasant Ridge. Now he's going to run, cuts up the right side, gets down to the 35, down to the 30, down to the 25, but stays in the field of play and is down at the 25-yard line.
Yeah, you're okay right here because at least it's going to stop for a moment. You got to bring the sticks all the way down the field, and everybody's kind of around the ball, so you can hurry up and clock this if you need. Sure.
Ravens are going to take a timeout here. That surprises me. They had one. I guess you might as well use it.
Can't take it to the second half. And right now, I think, and we're going to keep it right here, Joseph, but for Moore Hillmount Academy, I think you utilize that timeout right there because you played on your heels right now. I mean, Pleasant Ridge is doing a good job of just attacking, and they're not coming out just chucking the ball deep. That time they had a nice double move, and the guy just didn't ever get open. Cooper Byan did a great job of tucking the ball and picking up what yardage he could. And as quickly as that, Pleasant Ridge is looking at a first and 10 at the 25-yard line.
A lot of games around the area are at halftime and have been at halftime. And we'll be bringing you some of those updated scores as we go along here this evening. A lot of really good games going on around the area. So the Ravens taking a timeout. And for Pleasant Ridge, with no timeouts left, it's got to be a benefit, too. They got the ball to think. MHMA 25, leading here 22-14. Okay, so if you're Pleasant Ridge, the Ravens scored on a trick play, okay? If you're Pleasant Ridge, you got anything up your sleeve, or do you play this thing close to the vest and just, like, say, I'm going into the locker room, I'm going to be up eight, I'm going to be happy with that?
No, I mean, I really like your matchups out on the perimeter right now. Because Moore Hillmount Academy is playing really tough defense. They're not giving any over-the-top safety help. I mean, they are putting a lot of trust in their cornerbacks. I look for a deep pass.
Quarterback is back to throw, rolling left, gets some daylight, now throws deep. It's going to be intercepted at the 5. Up the near side comes Cardle, down at the 15-yard line. So, you know what? That's as good as a punt if you come to that. I mean, you're going to have the Ravens with the 15-yard line. No timeouts, one play. Basically, maybe two if it's an incomplete pass. Inside 20 seconds to go in the first half.
I mean, you go victory right here, don't you? Hit the knee, get to the locker room.
I don't think that's what's happening at all. I think that they think they can score from here. And they're going to come out and go. Two tight ends, a wing left, wide receiver to the right. Quarterback, Mark Harris. Takes the snap. It's going to be a pretty basic play. They're just going to sweep to the left side. The tackle is made, and we're at halftime. We'll be back to summarize the opening half for you. Intermission score, Pleasant Ridge 22, Moore Hillmount Academy 14.
Thanks for listening to your high school football game of the week on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. Online at mscsports.net. The Amberwell Health Halftime Show begins right after these messages. Amberwell Health, connecting our communities and our care with locations in Atchison, Horton, Troy, and Leavenworth.
Amberwell Health grew right here in Northeast Kansas when Atchison Hospital rebranded with a vision to connect their communities and their care. That vision continues with Hiawatha Community Hospital joining the Amberwell family as Amberwell Hiawatha. Amberwell Health now includes two complete care locations, Amberwell Atchison and Amberwell Hiawatha, and five clinic locations in Atchison, Horton, Highland, Leavenworth, and Troy. Together, Amberwell continues to serve their communities and their patients, combining knowledge, resources, and a dedication to provide clinical excellence and compassionate care.
Hey, welcome back to Homecoming 2021 here at Pleasant Ridge High School and the homestanding Rams enjoy an intermission lead 22-14 over Marhill Mount Academy. Visiting here tonight, Joseph, our producer engineer in the studio, Gus Couts, beside me, Tom Couts, and as the officials have yet to say wind the clock. Here we go. That's it, Rich. Make her go. And the clock is running. Here's the thing. This is a fun first half of football. I mean, we saw it all. We saw long plays. We saw short plays. We saw teams post some trick plays.
Yeah, you look at the first half, and the first quarter was just kind of two teams feeling each other out a little bit. And then finally, the last possession of the first half for Morehill Mount Academy, where they had the long pass to Cottle, finishes off with a 30-yard pass from Harris to Beagle. And all of a sudden, the floodgates opened in the second half, right? Quickly, with the 11:54 mark of the second quarter, Cooper Byan on an 11-yard touchdown pass to Evan Slapper. Then about 4 minutes later, a 17-yard pass to Devin Stutz. And then, about 6 minutes later, a 4-yard run by Colton Potter. Quickly, it was 22-7, but Morehill Mount Academy, with a great trick play, found the ball in Cottle's hands, and 34 yards later, Bennett Wilkes holds on for a touchdown reception, and that got us to a 22-14 score. Like, the second half was knockdown, drag out, a lot of fun.
No question about it, and that late Raven score was set up by a big kick return to put them, you know, deep in Pleasant Ridge territory and gave them the opportunity to get that one into the end zone. Tell you what, it was a fun first half. Great crowd for both teams. I mean, the bleachers on both the home and visitor sides, absolutely SRO.
Yeah, you know, and right now, both teams are going to the locker room. If you're Pleasant Ridge and your head coach, Logan Fritz, you're telling your guys, the advantage right now is we're a full score ahead, right? Like, you cannot lose the lead on one possession.
That is absolutely true.
And for Morehill Mount Academy, you're going to the locker room and you're saying, we struggled to stop these guys in the second quarter. You've got to tighten up the defense a little bit. And they've got to start figuring out the screen game and the read option game, because right now Pleasant Ridge is running both of those things just perfectly.
Should be a very interesting second half. We're going to take a bit of a break. We'll be back soon. Talk about the second half. Talk about things going on around the area. Preview tomorrow's Benedictine game coming up on K-Radio. But right now, we're going to take a bit of a break. It is halftime at Easton, Kansas. We'll return to bring in the second half live. But right now, with the intermission score, Pleasant Ridge 22, Marhill Mount Academy 14. It's back to Joseph for, yes, another fantastic halftime.
Taco John's has a new value menu. Their value-est menu brings in premium ingredients like bacon and guac without the premium price. With options starting at just $1, you won't find value like that anywhere else. Chicken Bacon Ranch Loaded Potato Olays, just $3. Chicken Bacon Guac Street Tacos, just $2. Chicken Snack Quesadillas, just $1. Find these deals and more and an open lobby at Taco John's in Atchison. Taco John's, bigger, bolder, better.
Once upon a time, in 1856, there was a small community bank that really valued their customers and worked very hard to serve them. This hometown bank continued this practice year after year. It grew and prospered, and more people became customers. After 165 years, it has remained a strong and secure financial organization. All this time, it never lost sight of what made it strong, their customers. Come and bank happily ever after with Exchange Bank and Trust. Member FDIC.
Cedar Ridge Veterinary Clinic is dedicated to providing excellent care to your pets and animals. Dr. Christine McCool, Dr. Sean McCool, and Dr. Peggy Kistler have more than 80 years experience caring for pets and large animals alike. To schedule an appointment with one of the doctors, please call 913-367-3600 or visit their website, CedarRidgeVeterinaryClinic.com. At Cedar Ridge Veterinary Clinic, it's all about caring and experience.
Good evening, this is Joseph Kerr with you for Hot Country 93.7. I'd like to thank you for joining us as we're bringing you high school football with Marhill Mount Academy on the road at Pleasant Ridge in Easton, Kansas. We'll be returning to Tom and guest Couts momentarily. I did want to mention that coming up on the sports schedule tomorrow, we'll have Benedictine College Ravens as they play host to the Pride of Clark College. 1 p.m. is the scheduled kickoff time. Tune in a little bit early to make sure that you get all of that pregame show. Coming up next Thursday, we'll have Sports Look coming to you from the Care Country Studios. Sports Look is where Tom and Gus Kautz discuss the local, national, and regional sports scene. Sports Look airs immediately following the 5 o'clock news report, sometime right around 5:15. Then, next Friday night, we'll have Atchison High taking on Harmon as they play host to Harmon. The 7 p.m. kickoff for high school football next Friday will be Atchison High versus Harmon. Then on Saturday, Benedictine will be on the road in Lamoni, Iowa at Graceland University. I'll be back in just a moment with the scores as I have them.
Atchison Auto Parts is your independent Napa dealer, locally owned and operated. Stop by and see faces you recognize that have been in the business for over 50 years combined. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right part for your passenger vehicle or heavy-duty parts for the big trucks. They carry a line of diesel engine parts, including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax, Cummins, and Powerstroke engines. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Have you met your local Farmers Insurance agent, Sandra Trumpeter? She proudly serves Atchison County families and businesses and is ready to review your existing policies or provide a no-obligation quote today. Call Sandra Trumpeter Agency at 913-367-3232 or stop in today at 312 Commercial to get smart about your insurance. Again, that's Sandra Trumpeter Agency at
913-367-3232. We are Farmers. Bum, ba, bum, 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 bum.
Taking a look around the area at the half, it was Atchison High 17 to Wyandotte 0. Holton was leading Perry Lecompton. Holton's on the road at Perry Lecompton, leading them 21 to 7. Nemaha Central was leading Sabetha 13 to 0 at the half. Wetmore was leading Lynn 14 to 20. And we have Jackson. The last report from Jackson Heights Centralia was in the first quarter. It was Centralia 13, Jackson Heights 6. Taking a look at some of the other scores, we've got Valley Heights at 28 points to Horton 7 at the half. And in the Bishop Miege St. Thomas Aquinas game at the half, it was Bishop Miege 7, St. Thomas Aquinas 6. Frankfurt was leading Onega 22 to 8 at the half. We have a couple of finals. Axtell beat Rock Hills at the half 62 to 14. And Hanover topped Blue Valley Randolph with a final score at the half of 68 to 0.
The Fall Blizzard Menu is here at Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill. The fall menu includes sea salt toffee fudge, Reese's Pieces cookie dough, Oreo mocha fudge, Choco dipped brownie, and the Royal Ultimate Choco Brownie. And the featured September Blizzard of the Month is both the Pumpkin Pie Blizzard and the Pecan Pie Blizzard. It's all at Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill.
It's back to school and also to the seasonal routines filled with school time errands and activities. Hi, this is Dr. Brian Casey of Union State Bank of Atchison and also a part-time college educator. As we get busier, Union State Bank makes keeping up with banking convenient and easy. With mobile banking, you can bank wherever you are, and you can pay bills and make transfers online and much more. With text alerts and our new budget bubbles, you'll stay right on track with Union State Bank, no matter how busy life gets. NMLS number 654946, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Lows around 61 tonight under partly cloudy skies, winds out of the northeast at around 5 miles an hour. A mix of clouds and sun again tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 86. Clear skies and quiet tomorrow night. Lows level off around 64. Temperatures a bit above average Sunday and Monday with highs in the upper 80s. Chance for scattered thunderstorms Monday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
And this is Joseph Kerr for Hot Country 93.7. It's 71.8 degrees Fahrenheit in Atchison. The relative humidity is sitting at 85%. We currently have calm conditions. Rainfall today totaled 1/10 of an inch. The barometric pressure is steady at 30.01 inches of mercury. The dew point is 67 degrees Fahrenheit. And the feels like temperature is 77 degrees.
Since 1972, Atchison Construction has been serving Northeast Kansas and Northwest Missouri with quality service, exceptional craftsmanship, and a passion for customer satisfaction. They offer a wide range of services, from the foundation to the roof of the structure. Contact Andrew to make a plan to get your project completed. Atchison Construction, a company you know and trust. Thanks for listening.
A wise investor once said, "The stock market is filled with individuals who know the price of everything, but the value of nothing." At Cottle Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to know the difference between value and price. Whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with, give us a call to learn more at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC.
That wraps up the Amberwell Health Halftime Show. Amberwell Health, connecting our communities and our care, with locations in Atchison, Horton, Troy, and Leavenworth. Stay tuned for second half coverage of your high school football game of the week right after these messages from our Care Radio Sports Boosters.
Atchison Animal Clinic knows the importance of reliable access to quality veterinary health care. For that reason, we are proud to offer same-day appointments and 24-hour, 7-day-a-week emergency services. Our entire staff is dedicated to being ready and available when you need us. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
You already know Gerber Electric provides professional and reliable service with free estimates and guaranteed work. But did you know they have a great retail space with electrical supplies for all of your do-it-yourself projects? Whether it's bulbs, batteries, connectors, or other electrical supplies, you can find it in their store at 405 North 17th in Atchison. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition.
We now return to the field for second half coverage of your high school football game of the week on Care 93.7 and online at mscsports.net under the Listen Live tab.
And with that, we welcome you back once again to Easton, Kansas. Well, actually, Easton is a couple of miles west of here, the nearest metropolitan area, to Pleasant Ridge High School. For tonight at Homecoming 2021 at halftime, it's the Rams leading Morehamon Academy 22-14. Welcome back, everybody. Thank you so much to Joseph in the Care Sports Studio taking care of us at halftime. Joseph, well done as always. Gus Kasper here, Tom Katz, and the Ravens are back on the far sideline going through some 3 second half stretching and warming up and getting themselves ready to go. We have yet to see the return of Pleasant Ridge and head coach Logan Fritz, so I'm sure they'll be coming out very, very shortly. A lot of games around the area, some really, really good ones, and we can update you with a number of the halftime scores from around the area, which include Valley Heights leading Horton at intermission 28-7. Frankfort has a lead on the Onega Buffaloes, 22-8 at the break. Centralia, 21. Jackson Heights, 12 at halftime. It is Holton in front of Perry LeCompton, 21-7. Also at halftime, Nemaha Central leading Sabetha, shutting them out at the break, 13-0. Also a halftime shutout going on is Hiawatha is in front of Riverside, 34-0. So we'll keep you up to speed with those things and others going around. And also, we're going to try to keep you up to speed with the Benedictine Ravens tomorrow, as BC is back at home from the confines of Wilcox Stadium. They're going to be entertaining the pride of Clark University. It is a 12:30 or so pregame here on Care Radio. We encourage you to join us for that. And kickoff live, of course, from Wilcox Stadium, a 1 o'clock kick. Benedictine at home tomorrow.
Clark University out of Dubuque, Iowa. It's a young program. It's only in its fourth year. And as they joined the conference, they were a team who abided by the rules and said, yes, we will begin football. And so they have, because I was just mentioning how Clark was a rule follower and an honorable school that said that they would have football when they joined the conference, and they do 4 years now in, and so they're going to be up in action tomorrow.
Yeah, Mount Mercy was, never mind.
They did not do that.
I love it, but the great thing about Mount Mercy, and while we're on this topic, like, they told you from day one, they said, we told the conference we'd think about it, but we had zero intention of ever doing it, so...
I don't see Park exactly buying helmets and shoulder pads anytime soon either.
Just as an
aside to all of that.
If they do, it would be more lacrosse.
Pleasant Ridge has gotten back out of the field now, and they're getting ready to get themselves set to go for the second half. And are we going to put 3 minutes back up or not? The Ravens think that they're ready to go. They think the second half should be beginning, and they're ready to come out. Pleasant Ridge is back in the end zone working out a little bit.
I've always thought the 3 minutes was overrated anyway. I never understood why you run it down and then put 3 minutes back on.
Well, there you go. We got 3 seconds. That would work for me.
Can't Richie just keep it on the field?
He might. He's got his Timex on out there. The field here today, have we ever come to Pleasant Ridge High School when the field was not just beautiful? It's always lush. It's always great. And this year is absolutely no exception. And matter of fact, they cut it a little long, I think, because we've seen a couple punts that just rolled and then stopped hastily. Talked about some of the other halftime scores going on around the area, and we'll be continuing to update our listeners about those as they continue to trickle in from around the area. People here are always very, very kind to us, and we appreciate the hospitality that we get down here at Pleasant Ridge also.
Bad night to be Highland Park Scott.
Oh, no.
Manhattan in the third quarter.
Manhattan.
The Manhattan.
Having a good year.
Yeah, the Manhattan High Indians, 56-0 in the third quarter. Manhattan High versus Highland Park. So Highland Park on pace to lose their 52nd consecutive game.
That's a tough go. And Atchison, didn't I see where they were leading at our last report in their game with the Bulldogs?
Yep. With Wyandotte, Silver Lake leading Riley County. Odd score, 14-3.
Really?
Yeah, that game at halftime.
I do not think we're seeing any threes here tonight by either of these teams.
Derby hammering Carroll, 41-17.
Derby, the three-time 6A state champion. And Bishop Carroll, the number one team in Class 4A. Well, Pleasant Ridge coming over to the near sideline. We're probably getting ready to go with the second half, as you recall. Gus talked about it a little bit in the second quarter, but Rams won the flip of the coin at the onset of the ball game, have elected to defer, and they will have their kick return unit out on the field to begin the second half. Ravens getting set to put a toe to the football. Atchison, how about that?
So
nice job by the Phoenix.
You like the fighting Phoenix, probably?
I don't know.
Does the Phoenix fight?
Maybe
that's a more
not
philosophical question.
These are all interesting questions to be
getting a little too deep
thought about.
So, for more Hillman Academy, they're going to tee this thing up and look to start the second half off. And if I'm Pleasant Ridge, you got to look early on for maybe an onside kick or just something squirrely to happen early on. For MHMA, the kicker, Zach Sanford, a sophomore.
And the return men for Pleasant Ridge are going to settle in just inside their own 20-yard line. We're set to go with the third quarter. Glad to have you along with us. 22-14. The kick is very low. Worm burner going to be picked up at the 25-yard line, straight up the middle of the 35, crossing the 40, falling forward to the 45-yard line. Nicely done on the return by Pleasant Ridge. The kick coverage by Cooper Pound
for the Ravens.
Good job by Coop getting down there on kick coverage right there for MHMA and 5 seconds in. Pleasant Ridge is going to start this possession out at the 45-yard line.
It's a good spot to begin a series and begin the second half. They lead again 22-14. The wind has not been much, and it is less than it was. It's scarcely moving the flags here. Back to throw is Cooper Bine. Passes over the middle. It's juggled and juggled and dropped at the 45. It was in the hands of the receiver. He had it, and then just could not quite hold on. Incomplete second and 10. But that play was well designed.
Yeah, it was just a drag pattern across the formation, and that receiver is coming back to the huddle, and he tells the quarterback, that's my fault, but if you throw it again, I'll catch it.
Well, he's caught his share of them already tonight. He's having a great night, and second down 10, still at the room 45-yard line for Pleasant Ridge. Quarterback will read it, hand off to his running back, sweeps outside, and he goes clear outside, and now we've got, as a tackle is made for no gain, we've got a penalty marker coming from very deep in the defensive backfield.
Yeah, it's going to be a block in the back, I believe, against Pleasant Ridge.
We'll get the call here. That marker is all the way down at the 40-yard line on the other end of the field.
And if I'm Moore Hill Mount Academy...
You decline that?
Yeah, I decline that. I just go ahead and let the play happen and lose the down.
Loss of down and a loss of a couple of yards or so, maybe.
Can I tell you? I think they're going to back them up and give them the down over.
We'll wait for the official indication. It is
block in the back against Pleasant Ridge, and they're going to back them up 10 and replay second down.
So now from their own 35-yard line, it is a second and 20 for Pleasant Ridge as Coach Wilkes makes a command decision here. This is always one of the tough calls as a head coach.
Second and 20, third and 12 is kind of that decision he was toggling with.
We'll know more about it after this play. Quarterback is back to throw. The blitz is on. He's going to fire one over the middle when it's going to be caught right in the middle of the field and in a lot of traffic up to the 45-yard line. So it's a wash. They're back to the middle. So what you were saying could have been a third and 11 or 12 is now third and 10. So it really just kind of didn't amount to much. Third down 10. And Pleasant Ridge is going now without a huddle. They are very quickly back up over the football at their own 45-yard line. We are less than a minute into the third quarter. Quarterback Cooper Bying, straight back to throw. Feels the pressure, throws into traffic, and it's going to be batted away and incomplete. Coming over the back, Parrish Beagle, and that's a risky play because that's, you're one official with a little different view of it from a pass interference call.
Yeah, you got to be very careful with your timing right there, especially when you're going to crash over the top of the receiver. But a nice job by Parrish Beagle, the junior, for MHMA to knock that ball away. And for the Ravens, they're going to send a man back to return the punt, and this is going to be Lansden Taylor.
For Pleasant Ridge, we saw a little different look in that initial series of the second half where they were throwing over the middle.
This will be the first punt of the night for Ridge.
Snap back is low, but the kicker is able to get it away. It's end over end. It'll be fielded and dropped. It's on the ground, and Pleasant Ridge has covered him. No, the Ravens are going to get back in it. Lansden Taylor. I saw a Ridge guy dive for it, and Taylor dive for it, and those guys just came together at top of the football. And a big break for the Ravens as Taylor was able to recover that. That was a dangerous play.
Yeah, that punt never really got high. It was kind of a line drive. So the return man said, I can do something with this. But the problem is, being a line drive, he hit those shoulder pads so hard it bounded away from him. For Moore Hill Mount Academy, this will be their seventh possession of the evening.
This is why those guys, they catch up with your hands, right?
Yeah.
Quarterback is back, and here's a pass that is batted away. Walker Adams, great timing as he reaches across in front of Drew Cottle to deflect Mark Harris's pass.
I've been really impressed with the way that Walker Adams has played tonight. We didn't see him against the Tigers last week, but today he has been all over the field, getting a hand on a lot of these passes. I mean, he's been credited with a handful of pass breakups today.
Incompletion, stopping the clock. 10:52 to play. Third quarter moving along at a bit of a snail's pace. Second down, 10 for the Ravens. QB will keep it, slide down the line, get to the edge, will be hit at the line of scrimmage, drive forward for perhaps 2 yards, and Mark Harris earned every bit of that. Third down 8 for the Ravens.
Okay. With 2:16 left in the third quarter, the Atchison Phoenix lead Wyandotte 31-8 tonight. They're 8 minutes ahead of us. Football time.
So, yeah. That's kind of the long and short of it. We are not one of the early games this evening. This is for sure. Back to throw again. Here's a pass over to the near side. A jump ball tipped and incomplete. In a lot of traffic. Intended for Landon Taylor. Because there were actually a couple of receivers in a very near proximity of the pass, but both Colton Potter and Justin Johnson covering those two receivers. They both converge on the pass, batting it free, incomplete. And now the Ravens are going to be forced to punt it away.
That was a quick possession right there for Moore Hill Mount Academy. Just really not able to get anything going on that possession. They'll be lining up to punt, Connell to punt, and back deep for Pleasant Ridge. It's going to be Devin Stutes.
Stutes will settle in at his own 35-yard line. Kick is away. It is very short. It is high, bounces out of bounds. It does cross midfield, but not much more than that.
Did it?
Yeah, didn't it?
All right, out of midfield. Okay.
We're going to say it nose up to the 50.
That's the difference. So, both teams start second half with punts on their first possession.
Two possessions. We've used 2 minutes and 2 seconds in the third quarter. And
does that tell you that the ball is going to the air?
Yeah. I thought the second half, you know, we were doing a little math earlier, you know, four possessions, so there'd be probably five possessions in the second half. There are going to be about a dozen possessions in the second half. First down.
Donovan West just went to halftime with Johnson Brock.
Okay, out of Nebraska.
Okay, Johnson Brock leads 38-20. It's a really low scoring game for 8-man football.
First and 10 at midfield. Quarterback is going to keep it himself. He's grabbed by the shirt collar and drugged back, and not much room there for Cooper Buying. How about Thomas Shia? Well, he started off fast in the ball game, and then they kind of started, I think, really staying away from him, didn't they?
Yeah, what was happening was they were running that read option and getting that tackle up to that second level. And so the tackle was doing a good job of blocking him right there. Now, Moore Hill Mount Academy here in the second half has walked the middle linebacker up, and they're almost going to a bare front. About five down guys and then walking out at 10.
Second down 10. Quarterback will keep it himself, and as he ducks into the middle of the line, but I'll tell you what, Jonkin Ngwaba was there to make the tackle, and that was a good play by the defensive end. Third down 9.
Okay. 9:01 left in the third quarter. Atchison, 9:01 left in the game.
But we're only a quarter behind them.
For Moore Hill Mount Academy, you can tell the adjustment they've made. They're getting more guys on that defensive front.
Third down 9, Pleasant Ridge. QB's back. Got a little time. Lobs one deep over the middle. Penalties all over the place. It's going to be caught at the 25-20. He's going to go the distance. There's another late penalty. Is it good? Will it stand? That was a 49-yard touchdown strike. Cooper Buying passes over the middle, but again, let's see what those markers are about, and Pleasant Ridge does not look happy.
Yeah, it's going to be offensive pass interference. You know what I think you really had going on there?
A little pick?
A little pick play.
I thought so, too.
Yeah.
It happened right at the moment, at the point of reception.
Yeah. So, pass interference. I agree with you there. I don't know that it was a designed pick play at all. So, you totally agree. I like it. So, a pass interference against Pleasant Ridge will negate the touchdown.
They're going to sort this business all out. 8:37 to go still in this third quarter. 22-14. Pleasant Ridge in front. And we're going to step this thing back.
So they're going to call it from the... Well, I don't get it.
They're calling it from the point of infraction.
Point
so they're going
infraction.
To still
so you're going to pick up about 6 yards maybe. Yeah. It'll be 3rd and 3 for Ridge. And now Coach Wilkes has called a timeout. Asking questions because he can't understand why you would mark that off from the point of infraction. And I guess I'm kind of right there with him. I didn't think that was going to be a point of infraction penalty.
I got the officials huddling up in the middle of the field. Now a third official is going to come in and join the conference. Benedictine football tomorrow here on Care Radio at 12:30 pregame.
going to have, of course, our visit with head coach Joel Osborne.
Got a good halftime.
Some insightful keys to the game. And,
do we?
Yeah, at halftime. Yeah, I'm sure of it. And then, yeah, at halftime, another great Where Are They Now interview from a former Raven, member of not one but two playoff teams.
17.
And you're going to find out why it was 17. Now they're going to assess this penalty and back inside the 50, 45, 40. Boy, they'll keep walking.
Should be, yeah, 15 from the line of scrimmage. So, yeah, it'll be about right.
And Coach,
Logan Fritz is really upset with the official right here. He's walking away from the official because probably the right thing to do.
Yeah, it's the only thing that you can do. So after it's all said and done, the penalty assessed, third down 21. The pitch, the sweep right, 40, 45, up near the 50. That was a nice forearm by the ball carrier as he crossed midfield and goes into Raven territory at the 48-yard line. He got most of it, but not nearly enough of it. It'll bring up a fourth down and 8 for Pleasant Ridge. And again, going out of bounds, stops the clock now at 8:31 to go in the third.
Not so sure Ridge isn't going to go for this.
The offense is staying out there.
Yeah. Here's the deal. A good hard count here. If you could pick up a free 5, and then you'd be looking at a fourth and 3.
Fourth and manageable. Here's the quarterback rolling left on a fourth down call. Throws the pass. His man's open, and he threw it behind him, and it'll be incomplete. And Pleasant Ridge looking for a pass interference call that they will not get. And MHMA will begin this possession with superb field position just right close to midfield.
Well, and Walker Adams is out there, and he's upset. And he probably has every right to be. As he crossed the face of the cornerback, cornerback says, I'm not going to allow you to beat me on a slant. Just grabs him and drags him back. No penalty on the play. It'll be a turnover on downs for Pleasant Ridge, and this second half is not been great for the Ridge offense.
Here comes MHMA. Bennett Wilkes will be wide to the left side. Lands at Taylor will be slot left. Wide receiver to the right side. I think that's Parrish over there. Wraparound handoff. Here comes a running back. Cross the line of scrimmage. Cross the 50 and picks up about 5 yards. Down to around the 46, 47-yard line. Nice little sweep to the left side for MHMA. Parrish carrying the football.
Christian Trevino, the left guard, pulling out on that play and getting downfield, getting a couple big blocks. 8 minutes left here in the third quarter of play. Morehill Mount Academy trailing 22-14, but they do have the ball and starting to drive.
Wilkson Taylor to the right side. Cottle Beagle to the left side. Quarterback will keep it himself. He is hit, and there was Mark Harris did not make the correct read there because he ends up losing 2 or 3 yards. He was torn. He was almost going to hand it off, and then at the last moment pulled it back, and Seth DeMoranville, the big nose tackle, made him pay.
Yeah, great job by DeMoranville, just kind of turning his shoulder pad sideways, getting into the backfield, making the hit on the play. Now, it'll bring up a 3rd and 6 for MHMA. They are across midfield and probably 4 down territory.
Well, if anything that we've seen already tonight would tell us, yeah, probably. 3rd down, though, right here in about a half a dozen, straight back. Harris fires over the middle. It's batted and then dropped. That was in the hands of a defender because it hit his hand so fast, I don't think Lucas, he was so startled he didn't hold on.
Yeah, and right there, he stepped right in front of the receiver. The ball hit him so hard, he just couldn't hold on to it. Incomplete pass will bring up now a 4th and 6. Stop the clock at 7:02, and Morehill Mount Academy going to leave their offense on the field.
Here come the Ravens. 4th down and a half a dozen. They'll go with the fake jet sweep, and the ball is on the ground. It's rolling around, and it is going to go to Pleasant Ridge, and there was a huge loss of yardage on that play, a loss of 15 or 16 yards. Ridge defense comes up big.
Trying to get a little too cute right there with Morehill Mount Academy. It looked like it was going to be a misdirection. Then it kind of looked like it was a possible reverse. And when it was all said and done, the ball gets away. You lose 15, and you give the ball back to the other team for Pleasant Ridge. they were going to get the ball back in their own territory. Now they've crossed midfield and have it at the Moorhill Mount Academy 30, let's call it 8.
First and 10, QB with the pitch, sweeping right, cutting inside to the 35, spins 360, breaks the defender's tackle, being dragging defenders inside the 30, all the way down to near the 27-yard line. What a nice run straight down the right side by Colton Potter.
Yeah, I've been really impressed with the way Colton Potter runs the football. He is a strong runner, and again, just like any running back, he likes when he gets hit around the shoulder pads because there aren't a whole lot of guys out on the field right now stronger than him. He continues to power through a big first down for Pleasant Ridge, and you know what else they do? They keep the clock running, and I think that's what this offense wants to do here in the second half.
It's first and 10. Football is at the, it's come at the 27-yard line in Raven territory. Pleasant Ridge back to throw. Nobody in the backfield with the quarterback. The pass is going to be picked off. That was badly thrown and way too high. Picked off for the Ravens. Up the middle it comes. Penalty markers down, or are they going to just mark a spot back there as it's down at the 25-yard line?
Yeah, just a spot. Nice interception right there by Drew Cottle. So on the overthrow, Cottle with the interception. And for Pleasant Ridge, what looked like a possession where they were moving the ball well, ends in an INT. And for them, that'll be their second turnover of the night. And for Moorhill Mount Academy, this will be their ninth possession of the night.
Do we have an update from Jeff North and Oskaloosa at any time yet tonight? Have you heard anything from those guys?
No, I've seen one of those, Jeff.
Okay. Just keeping ears out. 6:15 to go in the third quarter, 22-14. Still our halftime score. Pass over to the right side is in the hands of Cottle. He will be hit, break a tackle, hit again, won't break that one. He'll be up to the 30-yard line, picking up about 4 on that first down play.
For Pleasant Ridge getting over there. Anthony Lawson on the stop for the Rams. But not before Moorhill Mount Academy. Able to pick up 4. It'll bring up it now a 2nd and 6 for Moorhill Mount Academy.
Third quarter is over halfway through now at 5:50 and rolling along. A late switch. So we got maybe a little personnel issue out here for Pleasant Ridge. Oh, they're confused. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. They got 11, but they're going to take a timeout and get it sorted out. We'll let them do it. We'll take a timeout with them. Joseph, 5:41 to go in the third. It remains Rams 22, Ravens 14.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
KAIR is your local sports authority. On the air at 93.7 FM, online at mscsports.net. Providing you with play-by-play coverage of high school and Benedictine College sports, daily sportscasts, game recaps, schedules, and more. We are KAIR, number one for local sports.
Pleasant Ridge in front, but they utilize their first timeout of the second half. Pleasant Ridge is not a bit bashful about using a timeout.
Don't get to roll them over.
You got them, you use them. Ravens with the football, second down, have a dozen. Handoff is going to go to the right side, bouncing out, looking for the edge, hit at the line of scrimmage, powers forward, picking up yardage to the 25. It'll leave the MHMA offense with a third down short here.
Coming up to make the stop, Devin Stutes from that strong safety position for Clinton Ridge. And at the 5:20 mark, Moorhill Mount Academy looking at a third and, let's call it a long yard.
Here we go, third down and short. Ravens have a lot of weapons that they can use here. Gus, you know my favorite play in this? You go deep.
Oh, yeah.
Third down and maybe 2. They will hand off to the tailback. He's going to be hit in the backfield, and he is going to be dropped for a loss on the play. The Ravens handing off to the deepest running back, who had 7 yards to go to get to the line of scrimmage, and Parrish Beagle was swarmed over by gold jerseys.
Yeah, back there you had Anthony Lawson on the stop. Also getting in there was John McAvoy, a sophomore. So a big play right there for Pleasant Ridge. And here's the problem for MHMA. They like trying to get outside the tackle box, but you got to get the receivers a little more involved in the blocking game.
So the Ravens now will be forced to punt it away on a 4th down and 3.
Connell will stand at his own 20-yard line. Remember the last time they lined up like this, it was a fake, but this one is straight back through, and the boot is away. It is high, it is short, and it is not good. It's going to go out of bounds at the 42 or 3 or 4-yard line. That will ultimately be 10, 15, 20, about a 22 or 3-yard punt. And for Pleasant Ridge, with 4 minutes and 5 seconds to go in the third quarter, they're going to begin this possession, Gus, and I don't know how many it is, but you do. In great field position.
Yeah, so this will be the ninth possession of the night for Pleasant Ridge. And after that interception, the defense holds and Morehill Mount Academy not able to capitalize off of an interception and a turnover there. So for Pleasant Ridge, a great job on defense. And now they've got the ball back, 4:05 and an 8-point lead here in the third quarter.
Snap back. Quarterback on the keeper. Straight ahead. Picks up 2, 3, maybe 4 yards up to around the 48-yard line. Because you talked about this a little bit earlier, as Lance and Taylor makes the Raven tackle. You can see that, and coaches will tell you, guys, work out in the summer. It'll pay off in the fall. Work out, you know, do the weights, do this. You can see Pleasant Ridge has worked hard. These guys are impressing me with their physicality.
Yeah, you know, they had to have spent, even if you were to talk to Coach Press, I'm sure he was happy with the summer because you look at Cooper, you look at Colton Potter, and how these guys are playing tonight. These are some very strong athletes.
Here's a sweep to the right side, hit to the line of scrimmage, but cross into 50-yard line, going down to the 48, where Seth Hoffman makes the stop. Pleasant Ridge, third down, and not particularly long, but now we're going to see Colton Potter come out a little bit gimpy on the right ankle. He's trying to walk it off, but notice he's coming out on his toes, not on his heel, as he's walking off the field. Set a cramp. There you go. Third down, 3. Across midfield, Pleasant Ridge at the Raven 48-yard line. Inside 3 minutes to go in the third. Again, the same play to a new running back. He'll pick up a first down and spin. Getting more. 45-40. Drags a stack. Look at him go. 35. Carrying guys. 30-yard line. What a spectacular run. That is man running out there. And Christian Cervino finally makes the tackle. Impressive play.
Yeah, great job by Pleasant Ridge and just running the ball straight downhill. Nothing cute about it. Was that Lucas? I think it was Lucas Vine on the play right there.
First and 10, Pleasant Ridge.
Got an updated Morehill Mount Academy running a player on here late.
They're going to bring into the ballgame Colton. They're going to bring into the ball game James Peltzer. James is in the game. QB, wraparound handoff, left side, look at him go. 20, 15, or rather 30, 25, 20-yard line. And that is Lucas Buying as they're stretching out Colton Potter on the near side. Lucas has come in, and he has been just so good out of the field. Only a sophomore.
You know what else he does on that play? He gets it. It's an outside read, but he just puts that outside foot down and cuts the ball straight towards the goalpost. A nice run right there by the big sophomore for Pleasant Ridge. And now, again, the clock continues to run. We're at 2:10 left here in the third quarter.
Rams very patient, getting themselves to the line of scrimmage. There's your snap. Quarterback wraps around, hands off to him again. 20, 15, 10, 5, leaning pylon, touchdown, Pleasant Ridge. That was Lucas Buying. Went in from 20 yards out because he came into the game back-to-back-to-back plays. 3 plays, he went 48 yards and into the end zone.
Do you want to go down and shake the hand of head coach Logan Fritz? Because so many times when a play works, a coach then gets away from it. That time it was play works, keep running it. Play works, keep running it. Until you stop me, I'm going to run that. And that's exactly what they did on that possession. Lucas Bain goes in from 20 yards out. And Pleasant Ridge with a big 2-point conversion coming up.
Let's see if Lucas carries in the 2 here. Quarterback will hand off to Lucas, puts his head down, stretches it out, and he will be short, and we have timeout. We're now to a minute 57 to go here in the third quarter. The score, Pleasant Ridge 28, MHMA 14.
Amberwell Health grew right here in Northeast Kansas when Atchison Hospital rebranded with a vision to connect their communities and their care. That vision continues with Hiawatha Community Hospital joining the Amberwell family as Amberwell Hiawatha. Amberwell Health now includes two complete care locations, Amberwell Atchison and Amberwell Hiawatha, and five clinic locations in Atchison, Horton, Highland, Leavenworth, and Troy. Together, Amberwell continues to serve their communities and their patients, combining knowledge, resources, and a dedication to provide clinical excellence and compassionate care.
Whether it's a breakfast sandwich to start your morning off right, a sub with chips, drink, and a cookie to help you power through the afternoon, or footlongs for family dinner, Subway has it all. Check out their Fresh Fit menu, which includes 8 delicious 6-inch subs to keep you on track. With fresh veggies, quality food, and smarter nutrition, Subway makes eating better easier. Eat fresh at Subway under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Minute 57 to go in the third quarter. Pleasant Ridge has stretched its lead to 28-14 over MHMA. Homecoming 2021 for the Rams, and a packed house is enjoying this on this side. Raven fans, packed house on the far side. They're kind of sitting up on the edge of their seats, seeing if their team can come back here tonight. I will tell you one thing. MHMA is going to get the ball in pretty good field position because these kicks are not deep, and this one will not be either. Taken on the fly at the 30-yard line. They'll pitch it to reverse. They'll come around to the right side, cross the 30. What an open field tackle on the kick return at the 34-yard line. Devin Stoots with the stop on Drew Cottle.
Yeah, that was a great job. Again, we talked early on in the ball game about you've got to keep your lanes on kick coverage, and that's exactly what Devin Stoots did. He didn't follow motion going across the field. He stayed in his lane. The ball came back into him, and he was able to cut down the runner in an open field.
First and 10, Marhill Mount Academy. Inside 2 minutes to go in the third quarter, trailing by a couple of touchdowns. They have the ball at their own 34-yard line. Drew Cottle will go wide to the left side. Don't you think that Drew is going to become a big part of the offense here as we go into the late part of this game?
Yep.
He's a big playmaker. And Ravens are going to use a couple of big plays. Quarterback is back to throw. Harris looks for Cottle, and it's going to be batted away and incomplete. That was a superb defensive play by Justin Johnston, and it was twofold. Number one, he held Cottle up at the line. He kept bunting him and making contact and disrupted the route. And then when the pass came downfield, it was a little bit in front, and he's able to deflect it and knock it away.
Yeah, we talked about it a little bit in the first half, that what Pleasant Ridge is doing is being extremely physical at the line of scrimmage. They're coming up, they're chucking those receivers at the line and not giving them clean releases. And right now, Morehill Mount Academy struggling a little bit because they'd like to get those fast receivers out into clean air.
Clock stops at the incompletion with a minute 45 to go in the third quarter. Ravens down by 2 scores. Quarterback Harris, back to throw again. Rolls right, being chased, throws off balance, and it is picked and then dropped again. A diving attempt at the interception just off the fingertips of Devin Stoots. It will bring up for the Ravens a third down. Gus, high-risk pass by Mark there.
Yeah, Mark was looking to just make a play right there. He was rolling out of the pocket. He had a lot of pressure and just really couldn't get enough on that football. Right now, he's kind of running for his life out there. Got to get that offensive line for Morehill Mount Academy to give him a little more time to let some of those plays develop. And with all this pressure and chucking those receivers, like nothing is developing for him right now.
And they're keeping Shea in the backfield to block for him, and he stays back here to block again on this pass play. The pass to the near side is going to be caught by Drew Cottle. He needed 10. He got 12.
Great
first down.
Yeah, great job by Drew Cottle. He ran the cornerback off, came back to the football. A big play right there for MHMA. Able to pick up the first down. 91 seconds left here in the third quarter. And MHMA down 2 scores.
This is not the first time tonight, let alone in his long career, that we've seen Drew Cottle make those good plays like that and know where he's at on the field. I just love his field awareness. First and 10. Again, Harris to throw. All the time in the world. Over the middle, and this time it's batted away, and it's going to be incomplete. Looking in the middle for Langston Taylor. But again, this time Noah Seben Morgan with the deflection of the pass. And Gus, his timing was perfect.
Noah out there, a freshman in that secondary. It was a dangerous play to go across the receiver, but a great job by the freshman. Able to knock that ball away.
Ravens have abandoned the run.
Long ago.
Second and 10.
From their own 47-yard line?
Shea basically is another offensive lineman in the backfield.
He is now, and he was carrying the ball a lot early on, and he stays in to block. The blitz is on. The quarterback throws on the run, and a diving attempt is incomplete. Again, Lanson Taylor went feet first to try to get low enough to catch that ball, but bounces out of his hand.
So the incomplete pass will stop the clock with 1:03 left here in the third quarter. It'll be 3rd and 10 for MHMA. And right now, Pleasant Ridge also doing a great job of just throwing all kinds of different blitzes at Moore Hill Mount Academy. That time they ran two backers.
I was going to ask you, what was the two guys chasing? Yeah. What was that?
That time they sent two backers through the A gap, and the problem was the center like looked and couldn't figure out, do I take this one or this one? Well, the problem is they just didn't pick up either.
3 to go in the third quarter. 3rd down 10, Ravens. Quarterback back to throw again. Being chased, running for his life, running. Goes to the right side, throws on the run, and it skips into the ground 8 yards from the closest player of either team.
That time you had a little bit of a twist play. You don't see that a whole lot in the high school level, especially in the lower high school level. Is what happened was you had the nose tackle step down, drop back, and twist outside. And the problem was when he got pressure, that forced Mark Harris further out of the pocket. And again, just no time to set a platform and get the ball off downfield. And MHMA with a 4th and 10. And it looks like they're going to go for it.
Certainly are. Here come the Ravens on a 4th and 10 of their own 47. We've seen a lot of 4th down efforts made tonight, and a lot of them have been completed. Snap is back. Blitz is on. Quarterback will throw. He's got a man over the middle, and it's batted away and incomplete. Devin Stoots knocks it away again, and this time because he doesn't intercept it, and that was the smart thing.
Yeah, that time he dropped back, saw the play develop in front of him, cut across, knocks the ball down. Turnover on downs for Moore Hill Mount Academy. And let's talk about Moore Hill Mount Academy so far in this third quarter. Punt, down, punt, down. For Pleasant Ridge, they haven't been great in the second half. They've got a punt, turnover on downs, and interception, but they do have a score on the board.
In the last minute of the third quarter, 28-14, Pleasant Ridge with the lead, and now with the football, they'll begin this possession in Raven territory at the 47. Cooper Bying takes a snap. He's going to hand off to Lucas. He'll go to the left side, pick up 3 or 4 yards inside the 45 and stacked up there. Gus, this is just a perception that I've got of this game. Help me out. If I'm wrong, you never hesitate to tell me that, and I appreciate that. We say a lot of times in a game, wow, this thing was played in this team's half of the field all night, or that team's half of the field all night. I feel like the majority of this game has been played between the 40s.
It has. I mean,
is that crazy?
Yeah, last week we felt like that entire game was played on the Pleasant Ridge side of the field. I mean, the Tigers had the ball across midfield the entire night last week. This time, you're right. This thing has been kind of between the 40s, 35s, and I believe this will probably be your last play of the third quarter.
Yep, they're going to have to get a snap off in a hurry, and there was right at the buzzer. Quarterback will keep it straight up the middle, 40. He'll be close to the first down, and we'll be back. Fourth quarter coming up. It's going to be an interesting finish. We're in Eastern Kansas. We're after 3. It is Pleasant Ridge 28, MHMA 14.
Blair Milling and Atchison has all your poultry needs. Begin with a medicated chick starter crumble to give your young chicks nutrition to grow and stay healthy. Continue with a Blair's non-medicated chick grower crumble to keep them growing and developing into laying hens. When they start laying, go to the all-mash egg to keep your layers producing eggs and staying healthy for a long time. To answer any of your poultry needs, contact a Blair representative at 913-367-2310.
Snap Fitness, your affordable neighborhood club, is open. And now is the time to schedule your tan. With 3 tanning beds and packages to fit your budget, it's the place to go. And new at Snap Fitness, Good Sense Meals. Need something fast and delicious for lunch or dinner? Stop in and check out all the options. No membership required to take advantage of tanning and meals. Call Snap Fitness at 913-367-1511 for more information on tanning, 24-hour gym memberships, or their new Good Sense Meals.
We go to the fourth quarter here in Eastern Kansas, 28-14. Pleasant Ridge in front of Moore Hill Mount Academy. Because a lot of times you'd be looking at this situation, this score,
and Pleasant Ridge with the lead and with the football, and you'd be saying, well, Morehead Academy's in trouble. Well, we have seen them score so quickly that at this point, they still are very, very, very much alive and very much a part of this game.
Yeah, you're going back to the one where they scored right before half, 22nd possession.
Yeah, 89 yards in less than a half a minute. All right, here we go to the fourth quarter. Pleasant Ridge, third down and two at the 38-yard line. Quarterback is back. Deep drop, going deep over the middle, and it is going to go incomplete. Defending downfield was,
they were looking for Evan Flapper, but defending that ball, was that Mark Harris out there?
Yeah, it was. And I don't think Mark even got a hand on the ball, but he, I think, impeded the vision of Evan enough that he was not able to make the catch. It was a bit of a high throw, so now we're going to see, and how many is this? How many fourth downs have we seen offense to stay out on tonight? Six?
It's been a lot.
Six or seven? So here we go. Fourth down for Pleasant Ridge. Fourth down at two at the Raven 38. Cooper buying the quarterback. The snap is over his head. He goes back and covers it up, and Marham out Academy not only are going to get the ball back because they picked up 10, 11, 12 yards on that play.
Kind of like a repeat of earlier in the ball game when Morehead Mount Academy had the same kind of a thing. They had a fourth down and ended up losing 16 yards. Well, for Pleasant Ridge, didn't quite lose that kind of yardage, but again, giving up yards on fourth down, Morehead Mount Academy will have the ball out to the 40, let's call it 48-yard line. It'll be first and 10 there.
You know, Cooper snuck a peek at the defense, right?
Yeah, exactly what he did.
First and 10, Raven.
Tried to read that too quick.
Oh, yeah. The pass out of the backfield is going to be caught at the line of scrimmage and carrying it up the left side. It's going to be a gain of about 7 yards down to the Ram 45-yard line. But this is pivotal. Staying in the field of play, the clock continues to run, and the Ravens are going to go no huddle now.
Again,
11 and a half to go in the game.
Sometimes you go in that two-minute offense, and it just sparks your team and gets a little momentum.
Wraparound handoff straight ahead, Gia, and he will be very close to the first down marker. The official on the near side giving him a less than generous spot of the football. It'll bring up a third down and a yard. Thomas Shea, 5'9", 180 pounds. And he does a nice job out there. Not just running the ball, but we've seen him stay in and block so much tonight. He's been instrumental in that pass blocking.
For Pleasant Ridge, Anthony Lawson in on the stop.
Third down, one for the Ravens. They're in four down territory, just FYI. QB's back to throw. Harris lobs one left, gets his man on the run. Needed a couple of yards, maybe got a yard to spare. It is first down, MHMA, but a very solid tackle, not allowing a big run up the left sideline.
Over there to make the stop, Jack Heim for Pleasant Ridge. And right now, Ridge running a lot of players in and out, trying to keep everybody fresh.
And we've seen already two or three players for Pleasant Ridge who are having some cramp issues, and they're trying to try to take care of them. First down call. Ravens moving to football at the 40. Back to throw again. ISO pass over the middle is going to go incomplete. Gives me a golden opportunity to ask you a question. Are you enjoying high school football tonight on KAIR? KAIR-FM Horton Atchison. Certainly hope so. It's a great game. Very entertaining. And the Ravens still going to come from behind. 10.5 to go in the contest. They trail by 2 scores. They have a 2nd and 10 at the Pleasant Ridge 40. MHMA coming into the ballgame undefeated, 2-0. Pleasant Ridge at 1-1 checking in tonight. Ah, I did get an updated score from Pleasant Ridge. I don't know if this is the final. Quarterback hands off, sweep around to the left side, hit at the line of scrimmage, and scooting over to the far is going to be Parrish Beagle. He got a yard or so. Did he go out of bounds? Maybe.
No, stayed
but
in
not much.
Stayed in the field of play. Devin Stutz over there to make the stop for Pleasant Ridge. It is going to bring up now a third down and long for Morehead Mount Academy. Let's call it 3rd and 8 for MHMA.
JCM leading 36-0 in their ball game. 10 minutes to play in this one. 3rd down 8 for the Ravens. They're getting a little patient, getting the call they want. Straight back to throw to Harris. Lobs one deep. He's got a man caught over the shoulder at the 10, at the 5, at the goal line. Touchdown, Ravens. How about that play? That was 38-yard strike.
down the left side, and at 9:48 to go, MHMA is a PAT away from making this a one-possession game.
We talked about that quick strike of opportunity for Morehead Academy. That time, just a big play down the far sideline, and again, Cottle with the big catch.
Man, he hit him in stride, and when that happens, there's not many people who are going to catch state sprinter Drew Cottle. Here comes the PAT. It is down, it is up, and it's there. We got a game with 9:48 to go in it. It's now Pleasant Ridge 28, Morehead Mount Academy 21.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class. Take transferable general education courses or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Westside Veterinary Clinic has been caring for animals in and around the Atchison area for over 30 years. Their commitment to excellence in veterinary medicine and compassionate care for pets has never changed. Whether you have larger farm animals or a small animal friend, they offer a full range of veterinary services including wellness care, senior pet care, grooming, pet boarding, and much more. Westside Veterinary Clinic, 17014 286th Road, Atchison, or check them out at westsidevetatchison.com.
Are the Ravens having personnel issues out here, guys? I don't know. They still don't have 11, do they? 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Here comes number 11 now.
It's the kicker. Right. After a touchdown, how can the kicker be number 11?
Well, there we go.
Just going to throw that one out there.
9:48 to play in this game. And the Ravens, again, have shown that quick strike ability on that long TD play, and right back in this game, trailing only now by 7. Return men for Pleasant Ridge standing between their own 20 and 25 yard line. Here's the advance. Here's the boot. It's sidewinding. It'll be taken over the shoulder at the 20 yard line, cutting back to the middle of the field. 25, all the way to the left side of the 30. Coming up the numbers, 35, 40. Up the sideline, 45, 50. Finally tackled late, out of bounds. No penalty marker down. And that return, Gus, outstanding for Pleasant Ridge by
Bennett. Okay. Wilkes is going to get credit for the tackle on the play. And is that Metzger?
Maybe.
So a big return right there for Pleasant Ridge. Will give them the ball in MHMA territory. They're going to mark this thing. They're going to say he stepped out at the 43-yard line.
That's where the official on the near side, the line judge, is going to have him marked down.
I'm going to say it's Justin Johnston because he's looking over at coach and saying, give me a little bit of a breather.
Give me a moment, man. Both teams are changing personnel a lot. Here's a very late pitch sweeping to the left side, staying in the field of play, running down the left sideline. Did he step out? The official says he did at the 30-yard line. That was walking the tightrope down the left side by Colton Potter. And it's going to bring up a 1st and 10 for Pleasant Ridge. And tell you what, that was a shoelace away from going all the way down the sideline into the end zone.
What else I'm going to tell you is that this 1-2 punch for Pleasant Ridge is going to be tough to deal with Colton Potter and Lucas Fine. You talk about two hard runners, especially guys that are coming downhill at you in the fourth quarter.
The ball is spotted at the Raven 30-yard line. We're one play into this series, and they're already at the Raven 30. Pleasant Ridge moving to football again. Quarterback Cooper, dying, hands off, cutting back in the middle of the 30, 25, running over tacklers and picking up 9 yards. And again, you call it, Gus, and the terminology is just perfect. They're running downhill right now. Landon Taylor makes a stop.
Yeah, and right now, if you're Pleasant Ridge, as the clock's going to stop to, not sure, reset the clock. I'm not sure what that is.
No, they're saying it was only a 9-yard gain, so they are not a first down.
It paused the clock there at 9:20 here in the fourth quarter, but for Pleasant Ridge, again, you just got to keep attacking downhill until Morehead Mount Academy proves they can stop you.
At the 21, 2nd and 1. They run the same play again. cutting into the middle, gets to the 20, driving, twisting, pushing, carrying defenders, picks up 4 or 5, and they will advance the sticks this time. That was Lucas spying on the carry, and you're right. They're just bringing Lucas in for a play, Colton in for a play, keeping one another a little bit fresh, and right now they are running over some guys.
Yeah, again, we talk about it. It's that difficult 1-2 punch that keeps those guys fresh. It's Lucas one play, Colton the next play. Right now you're going to see Lucas in there for this first and 10 call.
Coming out of the game, Lanson Taylor, he got a little dinged up on that down, and Cooper Pound comes in for the Morehill Mount Academy defense. First and 10. The ball at the 17-yard line. Quarterback will slide down the line. There's nothing doing there as Cooper was going to keep it himself on that boot to the right side and gets wrapped up at the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, he saw a little bit of what he thought was an avenue, and when he went to plant, he planted a little too wide. Foot came out from under him, and now Morehill Mount Academy going to call. Now we got a player that's a little shaken up on the play. So the officials going to stop the clock with 8:18 left, and right now, Pleasant Ridge, with the one touchdown lead and driving on this possession.
We're going to take a break. You mentioned it. 8:18 to go in the game. Rams 28, Ravens 21.
Your car is a complex machine filled with the latest technology. It needs quality service to keep it running right. By taking your car or truck to Lewis Chevrolet Buick in Atchison, you will have a peace of mind knowing your vehicle will be maintained and repaired by highly trained professionals. The Lewis Chevrolet Buick Service Department stands behind their work with a guarantee you will feel good about. So bring your vehicle into the people who understand it best. Lewis Chevrolet Buick, great cars and great service. Call them at 913-367-3000 or stop by 314 Woodlawn in Atchison.
Peru State College makes it easy to go back to school and get your degree online. Peru State, they bring you the classroom. Fully accredited, affordable, accessible. Peru State Online Program. Flexibility delivered. Peru Online Program gives you the freedom to work anywhere with a connection. Go online to take a test drive. Peru State College. Check out the possibilities. Peru has 150 years of academic excellence. Visit peru.edu.
Well, as we come back, the Raven player who's on the turf for a moment has sprung to his feet and runs to the far sideline, and Pleasant Ridge gets to the line of scrimmage. Cooper Bine, little screen pass over to Colton Potter, and Colton, again, carrying defenders along with him, goes down the left sideline, and he's got the Rams first and goal.
And for MHMA, they have a player that's coming off the field, and the official's going to stop play for just a moment to allow him to come off the field. And I believe we'll probably roll the clock here in a second. 7:23 left. It's 3rd and 2 for Pleasant Ridge.
Here we go. Quarterback is back. Rolling right, looking, in traffic, throws the pass, it's going to be short and incomplete. It was very, very, very well defended.
Yeah, that time, Cooper Byan, as he rolled out of the pocket, he had a lot of room to probably just tuck that ball under and pick up the first down. Instead, he was trying to let the play develop down the field, and with the incomplete pass, a couple things happened. You lose third down, and you stop the clock with 7:12 left here in the fourth quarter.
And it is no surprise to anybody in the stadium on either side. It's a fourth down, and they're going to be going for it. Pleasant Ridge at the Raven 10-yard line, 4th down 2. Got to get it down to the 8-yard line. Officials are on the far side. They're getting everybody on the same page here. 28-21, Rams in front. They didn't lead the entire night. Yeah, they have Morehill Mount Academy getting in front to start the game, but then it was back-to-back-to-back touchdowns that put Pleasant Ridge up at one point, 22-7, and they've been able to hold on to the lead since then. Getting a little bit of the logistics down.
Now Pleasant Ridge going to utilize a timeout and talk about this fourth down.
Let's do it. Joseph, we're going to take a break. We're down to 7:12 to go in the game. Stick around. It's going to be a fabulous finish. Pleasant Ridge 28, Morehill Mount Academy 21.
Taco John's has a new value menu. Their value-est menu brings in premium ingredients like bacon and guac without the premium price. With options starting at just $1, you won't find value like that anywhere else. Chicken Bacon Ranch Loaded Potato Olays, just $3. Chicken Bacon Guac Street Tacos, just $2. Chicken Snack Quesadillas, just $1. Find these deals and more and an open lobby at Taco John's in Atchison. Taco John's, bigger, bolder, better.
Once upon a time, in 1856, there was a small community bank that really valued their customers and worked very hard to serve them. This hometown bank continued this practice year after year. It grew and prospered, and more people became customers. After 165 years, it has remained a strong and secure financial organization. All this time, it never lost sight of what made it strong, their customers. Come and bank happily ever after with Exchange Bank and Trust. Member FDIC.
Okay, for the Rams, it's a fourth down play. They're going to hand off in a misdirection. It's going to be a first down at the 10, at the 5. He's leaning, he's twisting, chasing the end zone. Touchdown, Pleasant Ridge. Again, guys, it was just a masterful run by Lucas Buying. And then when the defense collapsed on him, he just overpowered them.
Yeah, again, we've talked about it throughout this entire game. This Pleasant Ridge team hit the weight room in the summer, and you can tell that is their second touchdown of the second half, and that time, Lucas Byron on an impressive run. Let's give it a 10 on that one.
Is that a dagger score? Ravens are going to have to respond quickly.
Yeah, the 2 is going to be the big interesting part.
Yeah.
Four Hill Mount Academy has not gone for a 2 all night.
Pleasant Ridge, a 2-point conversion. He's got a tee offense out there. Takes a snap. Back to throw. All the time. And a world, a BB to the left corner is going to be picked up, and the 2-point conversion fails. We've got a timeout on the field. 7:04 to go in the ball game. It is a game. Pleasant Ridge 34, Morehill Mount Academy 21.
Dr. Sean McCool and Dr. Christine McCool at Cedar Ridge Veterinary Clinic have over 20 years experience handling both emergency and routine care for your animals, large and small. Specializing in small animal knee surgery, reproduction, and orthopedic and soft tissue surgery. For more information, visit their website at cedarridgeveterinaryclinic.com or call them at 913-367-3600. Cedar Ridge Vet, customizing care to meet the needs of you and your pet.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Locally owned and operated, you'll recognize the car guys behind the counter, and they'll get you the right parts. They carry a line of diesel engine parts, including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax, Cummins, and Powerstroke engines. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer at 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Set for the Pleasant Ridge kickoff as the Rams lead by 13. Just over 7 minutes of play in the ball game. The kick is away. Again, it's going to be end over end and taken on the fly. Short at the 25-yard line. Up the far side, the return comes hit and pummeled. Out of bounds across the way. Here comes the Raven offense. But again, Gus, Raven fans should not despair because, as Pleasant Ridge, that tackle over there by Derek McManigal, the Ravens have shown an ability to score in a hurry. I mean, they go the length of the field in two plays. I mean, we've seen a lot of 40-plus yard plays tonight.
Yeah, Morehill Mount Academy has had that quick strike, not just tonight. I mean, that has been kind of a MHMA thing over the years. But tonight, they've been able to do that. And for Pleasant Ridge, again, they're going to continue playing that aggressive-style defense out there.
First and 10 of their own 37. QB's back. Pass over the middle caught by Taylor. He breaks the tackle at the 45, up just short of the 50-yard line. Nice catch and carry by the senior Lanston Taylor.
Lanston Taylor is going to get up a little slow after that reception, but able to get a first down ball out near midfield. 6:50 left here in the fourth quarter. And again, you talked about it moments ago. Morehill Mount Academy with the ball, but trailing by 13.
First and 10 at the 49-yard line. Harris back to throw again. What's the home run? Going left side for Caudill. It's batted in the air, and it is incomplete at the 20-yard line And again, there's the Ravens, a 30-yard pass play. Walker Adams covering downfield. Matter of fact, if you look down there, Drew. Does that sound right? Drew? Three defenders is what he drew down there because they know he's a great receiver.
Yeah, and Walker Adams, the safety, I've been super impressed with his play all night. He did a great job that time getting down there, not making contact, just getting a hand up, knocking the football away. It'll bring up second and 10. But 6.5 minutes left here for MHMA.
Still at their own 49-yard line, trailing by 13. Need to score with this possession. Back to throw, the pass batted away, and again nearly picked off in the hands of Walker Adams, and he could not hold on because that's at least three interceptions that have been dropped by Pleasant Ridge D-backs.
Yeah, and right now, Walker Adams is matching up against his numerical counterpart in Drew Cottle. Adams understands that right now, Mark Harris is looking for Drew Cottle. He's his big play guy, and right now, he's doing a great job of underneath cutting those routes. Third and 10, 6:25 left in the ball game for MHMA.
Wilkes to the right side again, Manson Taylor. He's been a great receiver tonight. Harris back to throw, quick pass left side. Cottle had to come back for it. They've run that play so many times, but he can't hold on, and a marker is down.
Very late.
Was that a late hit?
Backfield. I'm thinking you might have had a roughing the passer right there.
They're going to have a little powwow, stop at a clock at 6:20 to go. It's going to go against Pleasant Ridge, certainly. And it is a major penalty. We'll get the call from Rich here.
Personal foul, roughing the passer against Pleasant Ridge. That's a tough break. It was going to be 4th and 10 instead. You give them a 1st and 10 and 6:21 left here in the game.
Great field position now for the Ravens. And again, they keep their drive alive and pick up some field position down to the 35. Motion to the right side. Harris setting up a screen. A super deep drop. Kicks it over to the left side. Caught at the line of scrimmage. Picking up 5, now 7, now 9 yards. And that turned into a good play. But when the quarterback starts backpedaling about 15, 18 yards, you know something's up. He threw it to his running back out of the backfield beside him, Thomas Shea.
Yeah, Thomas Shea doing a great job picking up those hard yards. Second and 1 now for MHMA. And again, now you can flip open that play calling sheet because you can go a little deeper in the playbook on this second and short.
But what you can't do is take forever. We're down now at 5.5 minutes to go in the game, and you're trailing by 2 scores if you're the Ravens. Second down and a yard. Pass left. All alone, end zone, touchdown, Ravens. There's the score they needed to have. And it was, again, Harris to Cottle.
Told you. On second and short at the 5:40 mark, you can open the playbook a little bit. And that time, if you looked over here on the near sideline, the Pleasant Ridge coaching staff knew what was coming. They were screaming at their team to get more coverage over to that far side. Just didn't get shifted over fast enough. Big touchdown right there for the Ravens.
The touchdown big. The PAT is going to be huge. This will determine whether it is a 7 or a 6-point game. Down and up, and he got it. Timeout on the field. 5:36 to play. Pleasant Ridge 34, Mar-Hellman Academy 28.
Let your local Farmers Insurance agent, Sandra Trumpeter, put her experience to work for you. Sandra proudly serves Atchison County families and businesses and is ready to review your existing policies or provide a no-obligation quote today. Call Sandra Trumpeter Agency at 913-367-3232 to get smarter about your insurance. Again, that's Sandra Trumpeter Agency at 913-367-3232. We know a thing or two because we've seen a thing or two.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
The Fall Blizzard menu is here at Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill. The fall menu includes sea salt toffee fudge, Reese's Pieces cookie dough, Oreo mocha fudge, Choco dipped brownie, and the Royal Ultimate Choco brownie. And the featured September blizzard of the month is both the pumpkin pie blizzard and the pecan pie blizzard. It's all at Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill.
This is going to be an onside effort by
Morehill Mount Academy with 5:36 to go.
No.
Okay.
We'll see.
34-28. Look at the guys out there on the kick coverage. Look at those numbers. Here's the kick, and there's the onside. It scoots, it skitters, and the official runs up, and there was a timeout. Pleasant Ridge saw it coming, and they took the timeout. When you look out on the field and suddenly there's no one with a number bigger than 20, okay? This is telling me something. I'm not exactly Vince Lombardi, but I could see that.
So right there, head coach Fritz saw something he didn't like, utilized the timeout, and four, Pleasant Ridge, that's a big timeout. That was your last one.
Yeah.
So Ridge, out of timeouts with 5.5 left in the contest. Morehill Mount Academy, though, all three of their timeouts. Now, Coach Wilk, going to have to go back to the drawing board and decide, do you really want to try that again, or are you just going to come out and boot the ball deep and put your defense up?
Yeah. The element of surprise
okay.
is no longer on your side.
Yeah, you might have something to that, because now on the kick coverage unit,
see.
You're going to see walking out there. Big number 53, Sean Hoffman, is going to be out
Cooper
there.
You got Cooper over here on the near side. You got a lineman. You got a lot of 50s and numbers like that. So,
watch out.
When I saw Drew Caudill all the way over here on the near sideline on kick coverage, I'm thinking to myself, not typical. All right, here comes the advance on the ball, and the Raven kick again is going to be short, and now we have another.
Well, I think Richie's trying to get this side judge to walk all the way up to the 30, and so now they're going to re-kick it. See, Richie keeps telling him, move up.
Well, he's not even looking at him. He's still standing here. 5:36 to go in the game. And MHMA and Zach Sanford, Tina, this is going to be his third kickoff consecutively without the clock having moved. Here comes Zach. And again, he's going to squib this thing. It takes a big hop. Upman will pick it up. 45 up the right side. 50, 45, right side, 35, 30. Pulled down from behind and a penalty marker on a horse collar tackle.
I was going to say, it might be a horse collar or a face mask.
Ew.
The way he fell down. The way he fell down, it looked like it was going to be a penalty on the tackle, whether it is a face mask or a horse collar. You're going to probably tack another 15 at the end of this.
They're going to have a conversation on the far side, but that thing bounced up and hit the up man. It almost startled him the way it came up so quickly, and he just took off. He just started heading north.
Well, now Pleasant Ridge is backing up. I really thought that was sure.
Well, there was nobody down there, I didn't think, but the ball carrier and the would-be tackler. Now they're going to bring this marker clear back here to the 48 and throw it down. Now, back at the 48, there could be a penalty, but up down there at the 30, there was certainly no blocking infraction. There was no one down there. We'll see what Rich is going to do. The crew has had moments tonight, but they're going to get this ironed out.
Still thinking about it.
And we're waiting to get an indication. It is certainly going against Pleasant Ridge as they're assessing the penalty. And it is a long penalty. Going to go back to the Ridge 42. See if we get a call here.
He's thinking about it.
He's making sure that he knows what the call is.
I don't think Coach Fritz is going to be overly upset with this because a little longer field, you can run a little more time. And again, officials, I'm not so sure they know what they're calling here.
Yeah, they're wanting to get, I think the bottom line, okay, bottom line is you want to get this thing right, okay?
They know we got to be Wilcox Stadium at 1 p.m.
Right? Yeah, we've got a game in, you know, a while. We never did see a call. So there you go. It is 1st and 10, Pleasant Ridge. Little pitch is on the ground. A fortuitous hop right back into the arms of the running back. And there will be maybe a loss of a yard on the play. It is 2nd down, and that could have been huge for Morehill Mount Academy, and it could have been catastrophic for Pleasant Ridge, but that ball came right back up for the Rams. 2nd down, 10.
For MHMA, it looked like James Peltzer in there on the sub.
Now, if I'm Pleasant Ridge, again, I'm going to milk this clock a little bit more. They're coming up very, very quickly, it seems like to me. Here's a wraparound handoff going left side. breaking a tackle, getting to the 45, still on his feet, and falling forward. Notice, and that's the key to this, Lewis buying another great run of 8 yards, but Gus, falling forward. When was the last time you saw Pleasant Ridge running back pushed backward? They just aren't.
Yeah, it hasn't happened much tonight. As Christian Trevino, along with Thomas Shea, make the stop on the play for Pleasant Ridge. But again, Ridge is up over the football a little quicker than I think you would like to see them on a 3rd and 2. Utilize a little more of that clock.
At the 50-yard line, the wraparound handoff, the run, the first down for Lucas Buying. They're going to move the sticks. It's 1st and 10, Pleasant Ridge.
Thomas Shea in on the stop for MHMA, but not before Pleasant Ridge is able to move the sticks and run a little more time. But again, right now, if you're Pleasant Ridge, my problem is you're leaving 6, 8, 10 seconds on the clock every time.
Which means you're leaving a half a minute on each sequence,
yeah,
each three down.
Every set of three.
Yes. Got to take their time. Cooper Buying, the quarterback, 1st and 10. Pitches, right. That pitch is risky. They'll get it in the hands of Lucas. He'll go to the right side, gaining 5.
You know the problem with that pitch? That thing is a borderline forward pass.
Yeah. It's dangerous. I mean, it floats out there. A lot of bad things can happen. Or maybe they're going to take a timeout. They need to stop the clock, and we're going to let them. Timeout, Joseph. 3:46 to go in the ninth high school football game on K-Radio. We've got a great finish coming up right now. Pleasant Ridge 34, MHMA 28.
At Union State Bank, we've never stopped learning. In over 120 years, we've never stopped expanding our technology. To keep Union State Bank of Atchison and your finances moving forward, we provide innovative banking services while protecting your information. From our Union State Bank app to mobile and online banking tools, we're always looking ahead to serve you better without losing that small-town banking feel you love. Learn more today at mybankusb.com.
Since 1972, Atchison Construction has been serving Northeast Kansas and Northwest Missouri with quality service, exceptional craftsmanship, and a passion for customer satisfaction. They offer a wide range of services, from the foundation to the roof of the structure. Contact Andrew to make a plan to get your project completed. Atchison Construction, a company you know and trust.
But as we return here to the home of the Rams, before the play can commence, a penalty marker sails a false start on Pleasant Ridge. So that 2nd down 6 is now a 2nd down and 11 at the MHMA 47-yard line. Rams in front, 34-28. 3:45 to go. Quarterback Cooper Buying for Ridge. Takes a snap, gives it to Lucas. Lucas sprints left, cuts inside. 45-40. Breaks tackles 35-30. Down the middle to the 25-20. Stopped at the 18-yard line. What a run. Lucas Buying.
You know what I love about that run by Lucas Buying? He turns his shoulder pad sideways. He's running to the sideline. You think, all right, he's going to stretch this outside the tackle box. He then puts the foot down, cuts hard back to the goal line, and a big run right there by Lucas Buying. And right now, if you're Pleasant Ridge, start to get patient.
And
I think that's my only hiccup right now is, like, get patient, roll off some of that clock, and force MHMA to use those last two timeouts.
And Lucas on that run, he could have cut outside, but kept it in the field of play, turned back into the middle of the field. We got a Raven player coming off the field a little bit slowly, and they're going to go to the bench, and MHMA is going to bring Bennett Wilkes in, and defensively, here's a handoff to the left side, bouncing outside and going out of bounds this time. But they're going to say he's down the field of play, so the clock will run. That was Colton Potter on the carry. And we're going to get another Raven timeout. They have one left. Taking a break, Joseph, at the 3:22 mark in the game. Rams 34, Ravens 28.
Someone once gave this sage advice on investing. Know what you own and why you own it. At Cottle Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to understand what you own and why you own it. Whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with, give us a call at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC.
Atchison Animal Clinic knows the importance of reliable access to quality veterinary health care. For that reason, we are proud to offer same-day appointments and 24-hour, 7-day-a-week emergency services. Our entire staff is dedicated to being ready and available when you need us. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
Well, coming out of the Ravens timeout, Pleasant Ridge snaps the ball, hands off, cutting first to the left, then to the right, into the middle of the field, down to the 10, down to the 5-yard line. It is going to be coming back.
Yeah, we saw a penalty marker get thrown, I don't know, 30 yards. That was an impressive toss.
And I thought it was going to be first to go, and I don't know where it's going to go now. The marker at the 10-yard line for a holding call.
Depending on, so they're going to say the hold occurred at the 10, back it up to the 20-yard line, and so it's really going to be like, what, second and 11?
Yeah. And, of course, you can't get the time back. You can pick the yards back up, but for the Ravens, they can never get those seconds back. We're now down to 3:14 to play. Right. When was the last time you saw a team, high school or college, that had two running backs that they just alternate every play, and one is as good as the other? Maybe each one is better than the other one every time in. Second down, about 10 from the 20. Now they're taking some time, watching for the official in the backfield. Long count, there it goes, snap back, handoff, they'll sweep left, cut back in the middle, crossing down the numbers and going down short of the hash marks inside the 15, and the Ravens are going to take the last timeout. Joseph, final timeout for Morehill Mount Academy at 2:44 to play. It remains Pleasant Ridge 34, Morehill Mount Academy 28.
Can be dangerous and expensive. If you're not sure of what you're doing, call the electrical professionals at Gerber Electric at 913-367-2731 and let them handle it. They provide commercial, residential, and industrial service and can be reached 24 hours a day in case of an emergency. Gerber Electric is licensed, bonded, and insured, so you'll feel comfortable trusting your electrical issue to them. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
KIR 93.7 is your local sports authority. Not only can you hear sports broadcasts as they happen, but you can also re-listen to the games on mscsports.net. Once you're there, point to the audio tab and click Game Broadcast to get connected to the game you want to hear. KIR 93.7, your local sports authority.
There we go on a third down and about four call. Just outside the 10-yard line. Pleasant Ridge with the ball, hanging on to the lead, needing a first down. Goes left side, they're going to get it inside the 10, down to the 6-yard line. That will bring up a first and goal, Pleasant Ridge. The clock stops again as the running back goes out of bounds. But Colton Potter, flashing to the left side, gets that first down. And that's the guy out in front of him. We haven't seen a lot of Camden Metzger tonight. He is a very tall, very, let's call him willowy kind of a guy. So, because he is 6'4" and 168 pounds.
Potter's going to check out Lucas Vine into the ball. Okay.
Motion will come to the right side. They'll run that same play they've been running all night and driving down near the goal line. They knock him down, but Lucas Vine is inside the one.
Yeah, see Potter over here on the near side.
I love it. Yep.
Fantastic.
He's like saying, Coach, do I get to go in and score then?
You know, and here's the thing. For Pleasant Ridge, it's not a bad play to go down at the one, right?
No,
you're
going
to be able to pull more time off the clock, and right now, Morehill Mount Academy can't do anything to stop the clock.
Ravens are out of timeouts. Pleasant Ridge, second and goal. Football length away from the end zone. And again, they're standing there and taking time.
You're going to laugh at this. Second and one, maybe even take a delay here, back it up 5. Like, you could almost end this game.
Here's a quarterback, turns, hands off, into the end zone, touchdown Rams. That is Lucas Vying from a yard away. And at a minute 44 to go, the Ravens are again down 2 scores.
Yeah, it's going to be tough to come back 2 scores right now. it's going to become tough to come back. Two scores and no timeouts right now for Morehill Mount Academy with the two-point conversion coming for the Rams.
Pleasant Ridge, you think they're going to go for two? That's all they've done all night. They will. And this time, though, they're going to put trips to the right side. Can't believe that they're not just going to hand this over to Lucas Byng. He's on the left side of quarterback Cooper Byng. He's your running back. He's been a workhorse. No, quarterback will keep it himself. Walk in a touch. The two-point conversion successful. We're taking a break with only a minute 44 to play. It's the Rams 42, the Ravens 28.
Amberwell Health grew right here in Northeast Kansas when Atchison Hospital rebranded with a vision to connect their communities and their care. That vision continues with Hiawatha Community Hospital joining the Amberwell family as Amberwell Hiawatha. Amberwell Health now includes two complete care locations, Amberwell Atchison and Amberwell Hiawatha, and five clinic locations in Atchison, Horton, Highland, Leavenworth, and Troy. Together, Amberwell continues to serve their communities and their patients, combining knowledge, resources, and a dedication to provide clinical excellence and compassionate care.
Whether it's a breakfast sandwich to start your morning off right, a sub with chips, drink, and a cookie to help you power through the afternoon, or footlongs for family dinner, Subway has it all. Check out their Fresh Fit menu, which includes 8 delicious 6-inch subs to keep you on track. With fresh veggies, quality food, and smarter nutrition, Subway makes eating better easier. Eat fresh at Subway under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Well, Pleasant Ridge having assumed a 14-point lead with a minute 44 to go, set to kick it away. It'll be Mason Ewart. Is that Mason kicking it? There we go. Maybe the best kick of the night at the 25-20, rolling down to the 15, picked up at the 14-yard line. Ravens looking for the return, angling to the right side, eludes the first, but quickly Drew Cottle runs out of bounds over to the right side and stops the clock. See, the guys, there's an upperclassman who realized he was not going to be able to gain a lot of yardage, but he wanted to stop the clock, get his team out there.
So for Morehill Mount Academy, how about this? This will be their 13th possession of the game. And
I never dreamed they would have 13 possessions tonight, okay?
7 possessions have come here in the second half, but their last two have ended in touchdowns. For Pleasant Ridge, you go over their last 4 possessions, they have 3 touchdowns and a turnover on down.
With no timeouts left, here comes the Raven offense. Pass over to the near side. It's going to be caught at the 25, cutting back into the middle of the field, spinning forward, and it's going to be short yardage picked up by Lanston Taylor, but he again does not break out of bounds. He stays in the field of play, and the clock is rolling after that 7-yard gain. Minute 20 to go. Ravens trying to hurry up, get back to the line. Snap back. QB fires it near side. Harris, it's going to be caught. And the tackle is made, and that was just a powerful tackle and a bulldog to stay in play by Justin Johnston for Pleasant Ridge.
Now the clock will stop momentarily. Now they're going to run it after the sticks, and now we have that. That should be an intentional grounding, right, from the shotgun? You can't spike a ball from the gun.
We'll see what they do with a minute 9 to go. I don't think this crew is up for calling that. They'll call it a 2nd and 10. No, I believe to down the ball, you have to be coming from under center. 2nd down, 10. MHMA, 2 to the left, 2 to the right. Single man is going to stay in the backfield with Harris. Takes a snap at the knee. Looks left, throws left, has his man. It's going to be caught, picking up 3 or 4 yards, and a tackle is going to be made. Did he get out of bounds across the way? He did. It'll be a short gain across the way for the Ravens Inc. for Cooper Pound. So Cooper making a nice catch. They're going to give him 5. Mark that ball at the 40-yard line. A minute 1 left. Ravens, though, at 3rd down, first thing first, you got to get a 1st down here. Wide to the right side, the freshman Wilkes. Beside him, the sophomore Pound. Quarterback back to throw. Harris bouncing around, looking downfield, needing an open receiver. He'll find him, and stepping quickly out of bounds is Drew Cottle across midfield. It'll be a 1st down at the 47-yard line of Pleasant Ridge.
And Gus, Ridge will be happy to give a touchdown up if it takes him 45 seconds to get it.
Yeah. Okay, going back to that last play that we were kind of talking about.
Yes.
Back in February, they went ahead and expanded the rule that you can spike it out of the gun. Because prior to that, it was intentional grounding.
First and 10, Ravens. 53 seconds to go. Again, Harris is back. Throws left. The catch made. And again, Cooper doing a nice job of catching it, getting what he can, quickly getting out of bounds. 48 seconds left, second down three.
Great sure hand of play right there by Cooper Pound. He caught the ball, picked up as much yardage as he could without using too much time. Steps out, kills the clock at 48 seconds. Morehill Mount Academy with the football, trailing 42-28, no timeouts left.
Yeah, down two touchdowns with less than a minute to go and no timeouts remaining. The homecoming crowd here at Pleasant Ridge making some racket. Back to throw again is Harris. Chased out of the pocket. He's running for his life. He's hit as he releases the ball. And is it caught? The official is coming up and saying no. It is incomplete to Wilkes. And we've got another cramping player for Pleasant Ridge. That's going to be Lucas out there. They're going to stretch out that left leg a little bit. He'll feel that tomorrow.
So for Morehill Mount Academy, this will give them a chance to walk over and talk to Coach Wilkes for just a moment. 39 seconds left in this ballgame.
We're going to get Evan Slapper coming back in the game on the defensive side for Pleasant Ridge, because they're going to have to take this young man out for at least eight down. 39 seconds to go, and Gus, we've got more football coming up here on K-Radio tomorrow afternoon. Wilcox Stadium is where Benedictine is going to be. Ravens at home with Clark University. The Pride coming in for a 1 o'clock kickoff pregame on K-Radio at about 12:30, and then a halftime from, well, number 17. Man, I don't know. There's, you say that, and you about know who it is, right?
Yeah, Eric Simonich. So, for Morehill Mount Academy, next week you turn your attention to, hard to believe, district play already. Right? Next week, you're going to be home.
For some of the smaller class schools, yes.
Yeah, next week you're going to be home with Republic County. For Pleasant Ridge next week, they're going to be back home. They're going to get Mission Valley.
All right. Lucas Buying, kind of favoring that left cap a little bit. They'll get him loosened up, and he's going to be fine. 39 seconds left, and again, a pleasantly cool night. Ravens are back. They're going to run a little bit of a reverse quarter. The sweep will go to the left side, and the player will go out of bounds across the way, but not nearly enough yardage for Bennett Wilkes. He may have picked up a yard or so. The Ravens looking at a fourth down, half a minute to go. Fourth down two, MHMA just inside the Ridge 40-yard line. 42-28 Rams. Ravens very quickly back up over the football. No timeouts left. QB's back, throws the pass left side. It's going to be caught, and Drew Cottle goes out of bounds. Don't they just go to Drew now exclusively downfield deep and try to get a touchdown? Because, again, you're trailing by two.
Yeah, see, there's the problem is if you're Pleasant Ridge, you're okay letting them dink and dunk underneath. But right now, if you're Morehill Mount Academy, if you really think you can come back in this thing, you got to take the top off of it on this play.
No, I don't think there's any question about it.
But if you're okay
this
with
play and everyone subsequent.
Right. If you're okay with just, you know, covering the spread, then yeah, you can dink and dunk for the next 27 seconds.
At the 30-yard line, the snap back, first down call. Chased out of the pocket, setting up a screen, and there, that's the grounding. There's no receiver near.
And it didn't reach the line of scrimmage.
No. It was 8 yards short of the line of scrimmage. There was guys wearing 50s, 60s, and 70s near the football. There were no receivers anywhere close, and there was no penalty on the ground. It is a second and 10.
And the near side official is saying, well, a guy was running a slant. He was outside the numbers, but it might have been close enough. I think for me, the biggest problem is that ball never crossed the line of scrimmage.
Not just didn't cross the line of scrimmage, it was not very close to the line of scrimmage. Second and 10. But now we're down to 22 seconds left. Cottle is going to race over to the right side. He's going to switch sides of the field with Bennett Wilkes. Wilkes will go over to the left, the short side.
Got
the side
whole,
with Trips.
A whole lot of movement going on.
Second down, back to throw. Harris looking for Cottle. It's the right play, and it's nearly picked off again in and out of the hands of a defender as Drew again. I kind of quit saying that. He had double coverage down to the goal line. Devin Stutes getting a hand on that football.
Maybe just Drew requires double coverage. Because
he requires at least double, maybe triple. Yeah.
Because he's just such an explosive receiver. He's a headsy guy, understands, you know, down distance and just everything involved with being a wide receiver.
Third down call with 16 seconds to go. The pass to the left side is caught in an immediate tackle out of bounds across the way. The Ravens are going to extend the game and advance the chains. But Gus, tick-tock, 9 seconds left.
Cooper Pound did a great job right there going up and exposing the ribs but holding on to the football.
Snap back. Harris looks right, throws right. It'll be caught. Cardle will catch it at the 15. He'll go down to the 16. That's your final scores. The game is over. Pleasant Ridge, 42. Marhill Mount Academy, 28. And we'll be back to summarize it for you right after this.
Founded in 1867, Blair Feeds has helped cattlemen improve the efficiency of their livestock production with a wide range of high-quality products. Blair's Cattle Mineral contains the correct combination of vitamins and minerals necessary for proper growth and immune protection. Minerals are available with Aramycin, Justafly, and now garlic. To find out which Blair mineral is best suited for your needs, contact your local dealer or Blair representative.
Snap Fitness, your affordable neighborhood club, is open. And now is the time to schedule your tan. With three tanning beds and packages to fit your budget, it's the place to go. And new at Snap Fitness, Good Sense Meals. Need something fast and delicious for lunch or dinner? Stop in and check out all the options. No membership required to take advantage of tanning and meals. Call Snap Fitness at 913-367-1511 for more information on tanning, 24-hour gym memberships, or their new Good Sense Meals.
But as the two teams meet at the center of the field to greet and congratulate one another, because it was an entertaining game. We saw a lot of things go on here tonight, but for Pleasant Ridge on homecoming, they were able to come from behind and take a win away from who was until tonight a previously undefeated MHMA football team.
Yeah, Morehill Mount Academy came into tonight's ballgame 2-0. Pleasant Ridge coming off a game that, I mean, the Tigers were able to run all over them last Friday night and then kind of short some things up. I mean, this looked like a completely different team this week for Pleasant Ridge, and they came out, had a two-headed monster at the running back position, and just were tough to play tonight.
The Tigers did some very different things in MHMA. The Ravens were primarily after the first series of the game, a pass-oriented team. I would say, 75% of their plays were throwing plays, where the Tigers were just the inverse of that. They probably ran 75% of the time.
Yeah, I mean, last Friday night, I think we saw the Tigers try to almost out-physical Pleasant Ridge, and tonight, Morehill Mount Academy, you know, kind of went the opposite direction. They were trying to out-finesse Pleasant Ridge. And when it was all said and done, we were treated to a very good game here in Eastern Kansas. And Pleasant Ridge comes away with homecoming 2021, a victory for Morehill Mount Academy. Time to regroup. Districts around the corner, they're going to be back at Guy Galley Field next Friday night. They're going to get Republic County.
No question. And, you just reload. You got no time to linger over this. Tomorrow, it'll be Benedictine football on Care Radio with a 12:30 pregame and a 1 o'clock kickoff at Wilcox Stadium. The Ravens and the Clark University Pride join us here on Care Radio for that. Get the final score here in Eastern Kansas this evening. It was a big homecoming win coming from behind tonight. Pleasant Ridge, 42. Marhill Mount Academy, 28. And until we reach you next time, as always, fantastic job taken care of us by our producer and engineer, Joseph, back in the studio. Joseph, we appreciate it all. For Gus Couch, Tom Couch, saying so long, everybody.
Thanks for listening to High School Football on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7 FM, and online at mscsports.net. Stay up to date with the latest scores, game recaps, and rankings at mscsports.net. This has been an MSC Sports production.